Hey, what's poppin', everybody? It's the weekend show. Happy Friday. It's been a busy day around here as the network kicked in with the first day for another show.
Which, the network.
Mm-hmm. I know, the network. It's, I don't know, there's no name for the network yet. It's really just adding a link to our website.
Yeah,
not really.
Not quite.
Not
no,
exactly.
There's a lot more to it than
I know. I just don't want to get huffy and haughty and
I have a network.
Very humble about it. Yes.
The network.
I know, it's kind of funny. A network launched out of this basement seems pretty crazy. But honestly, I noticed Cranes did a story about, was it Podcast Detroit? No, actually it was on IT and the D.
Yes.
Which
very big.
We've heard about that show. It does real well. And
Jason's been on there.
Jason's been
talking
a guest
about,
in there?
Talking about this podcast, yeah.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah.
He plugged us?
Thanks for listening to their podcast.
I'm not giving myself a mark for that.
nor should you.
Yeah, I just I'm not sure about the rest of the network, what all is there. I don't know much about it, but it seems like the way to get any attention in the podcast world is to have a network. Even if you have like 20 shitty shows, you'll get more attention than one good show by itself.
Yes.
Not for anything specific here, but maybe I am.
I'm a fan of quality over quantity.
I am too.
They have a couple of good shows, great shows.
Yeah, and I'm actually very pleased with show number two. I thought it came off really well. It was a little laborious.
It's good.
Yeah, but I think I see a couple shows, three shows, and it'll probably just be like clockwork. And yeah. It's just a matter of wanting to get the first one done and make it sound good. And I thought it was good. A lot of planning went into that show. So, here we are now on what is an even crazier day.
It's my first day.
Yeah, there were some first days in here. The death of Burt Reynolds. Oh, my
man.
God.
Oh, man.
It's very sad.
I found out too later. Otherwise, I would have brought in ceremonial BLTs.
I know.
Or tributary? No, like in tribute.
It's amazing tribute. How many people thought of, would somebody please get me a BLT. While he was laying in bed and allegedly pipes had burst and water was pouring through the bedroom. Was that in Lonnie's book?
Yeah, here's the excerpt of the book. My Life in High Heels by Lonnie Anderson, published by Morrow in 1995. I don't know where in there it is, but it's in there.
I wouldn't trust her version of it. I trust our version of it. Because that's all I ever heard for years.
Remember that great time he was on Johnny Carson with Dom DeLuise?
Oh. that's the one thing about Burt Reynolds.
Okay,
go.
Well, here's another clip. This is a clip from 1972. This is Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and myself. And we got a little silly. Some nights you just go off. I don't know what started it, but things got just a little weird. Anyway, just watch your monitor and let's take a look.
Bert has no pants on. Dom DeLuise comes in and smashes a
cream pie
on their crotch, and then wets himself. It's one of my favorite SNL clips of all time. Because
I know.
Did you know that's based on a real appearance?
What, Bert showed a crazy clip?
No, it's based on a real appearance where he was on Carson, and Carson breaks out this, like, Bert sprays Johnny with this whipped cream can, and then everyone's laughing on stage, and Johnny ends up, like, spraying it on his crotch and down his pants. See that? Spraying it down his shirt.
Wow. Is Bert wearing leather pants?
Yes.
Whoa.
Which, how stupid is this? But it makes the parody that SNL did so much better.
He was hot, though.
Yeah, chicks loved him. He was nude in Playgirl.
Yeah.
In 19... Or was it Cosmo or Playgirl? What was that?
It was Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan, okay. Oh, Trudy, those are facts on this one.
Somebody made Somebody in the comment section of Reddit, the tribute to him, said it was Playgirl, but I know it was Cosmo.
I thought it was.
He may have been nude in both. I don't know. He couldn't be nude enough at a time in his life.
He was a hairy dude. I remember that part.
I mean,
part.
He made hairy dudes look really good. Well, he was just handsome.
Well, people used to like hairy chests back in the day. Yeah. I used to be in.
Yeah. Manly.
Oh, this Lonnie book is just, oh my God. We stopped seeing each other after Thanksgiving 1983. Their lovemaking was non-existent, by the way. In February, Bert asked me to come over. I was feeling strong and pretty independent, so I agreed. It was time for us to decide what came next. The minute I arrived, it was clear Bert wasn't well. He'd lost weight and he looked tired. That's when those AIDS rumors. Remember Bert Reynolds has AIDS?
Yeah. He was addicted to painkillers, though. That's what it was.
Oh, really?
Is that all it was?
He broke his jaw because he insisted on doing his own stunts. And so then he developed a painkiller addiction.
Oh.
And part of that was, I think, all that.
Yeah, she had mentioned that previously. First year together, been a roller coaster. Now 83 looked like more of the same. Bert was taking pills constantly. His moods were becoming more unpredictable. I think he'd be pretty happy. For days, he would lie in a bed in a darkened room having massive anxiety attacks. He didn't want me to leave his side, but I couldn't talk him into seeing a doctor or discussing the pills. Now, that's... He's in his 40s then.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds pathetic.
Yeah. Well, he played football.
Yeah, he played for Florida State. He was a good running back.
And then he segued into acting, and then he dedicated himself to doing his own stunts. That was a huge deal, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not a good idea.
I know, it's not.
Because you break everything.
He took a gun out of a drawer, held it to his head. If you don't stay with me, I'll kill myself. I agreed we could try to work it out. We'll go to Acapulco and be alone. He said MGM owned a beautiful house in Las Brisas. We flew down there in a private jet. Funny, I mean, the idea that MGM would fly him on a private jet, which probably 2 weeks ago they would have laughed in his face.
Sure.
I mean, assholes. It's terrible. I hate even saying that. where's the BLT?
I'm horrified, Drew, because I cannot find
the BLT,
the classic audio of when Lee Corso was asked about Burt Reynolds.
It's gotta be on there
all the time, and I cannot find it on the internet. Lee Corso got pissed off because two radio hosts asked him about Burt posing nude.
It's such a dumb exchange.
It really does not paint Lee in.
No.
Who would have thought that Bert would Lee would outlast Bert?
I would think they would be
pretty close.
I mean, Lee is still on national TV every Saturday.
Which is sad. It's just sad at this point.
We got back to Los Angeles. Bert was either in pain, taking more pills, or sleeping it off. He didn't want to go out. The drapes were drawn. He couldn't tolerate noise or light. One afternoon, Bert asked me to draw a bath for him. I went in the bathroom, twisted the knob, and it came right off in my hand.
Oh.
Scalding hot water shot straight up in the air and then all over the floor. I couldn't put the knob back on. The bathroom was flooding. I ran out. Bert, who was on the bed, there's water everywhere. I have to go find our houseman, Harry, to get the water turned off so we can stop the flooding. Then we'll call the plumber. Bert smiled at me through his fog and said, sweetheart, how's my bath coming?
Turn off the water.
I ran downstairs and called Harry and Lamar, Bert's assistants. We all ran back and forth like Keystone Cops, upstairs, downstairs, calling the plumber, shutting off the water, mopping up the flood. As we ran around, we kept passing Bert's bed. Each time one of us went by, he'd ask in a perfectly level conversational tone, say, would somebody make me a BLT? is my bath ready yet? God, would that be cool if you could just...
That looks delicious.
I would love to live in a world where I could just be laying in bed and someone passing by could just go, hey, would you make me a BLT? Yeah,
when they're supposed to be working on a flooded bathroom.
Hey, priorities.
But, I mean, just the fact that he's comfortable to ask any of these people to make him a BLT tells me that, you know, things are going his way.
It's his ranch.
In a way.
Sure.
You know, and in other ways, I know he sounds like he's ready to shoot his head off, but...
Burt Reynolds was the leading movie star in the world 5 straight years.
And not a lot of people know this, but Lee Corso was actually the second person to pose nude, correct? Or did I read that wrong?
I think you read that one wrong.
Hmm.
I won't even give you the next question.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, because why would you say that here with people?
Because it's somewhat funny, no?
It isn't funny. It's funny.
It's not funny at all?
No, it's not funny at all. In fact, the people out there that don't know me would say, what kind of jerk is this guy?
Well, wouldn't you think most people listening might know me?
That's a good drop.
They probably think you're a jerk.
And realize that
you are a
jerk. Might be a funny statement.
Well, I think it was a sarcastic statement.
Sure was.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk because of the fact you take a shot at me.
A shot?
Yes, because you inferred the fact that I posed naked.
Oh, no.
And how is that a shot?
Because that's against what I would do.
And it's not a joke, then? Wouldn't that be the irony of the whole situation?
Not to me.
That Lee Corso certainly wouldn't do that. Burt Reynolds would. But I don't really understand where this is coming from here.
It's your show.
Yeah.
I love how they handled
it. This is Lee Corso with us. I think he was joking, Coach.
Well, I don't appreciate people taking shots and joking at my expense when I don't do that to anybody else.
Well, I think that's real silly.
Well,
I really do. I don't think that you should be offended at all.
Okay.
And I thought we were sitting here laughing and having a good time.
Well, not at my expense.
At your expense?
Yeah.
I really don't understand how you would say it was at your expense either.
Because of the fact that you've inferred to the people out there who don't know me that I would pose naked and do something like that.
Well, I guess I should just thank you for stopping by then.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Gordon, thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, we'll continue with Burt. We're not done with Burt yet, but due to overwhelming demand and the fact that Mass can't seem to stop talking about it, Zot Ford is conducting their amazing Key for Key event for a limited time. Mass cannot extend this forever. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zot Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. This is a straight fob for fob. Give them the keys or fob to your vehicle. They will give you the keys or fob to a new Ford, a brand new Ford. Plus, Zot Ford will make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure, and no Saturdays. Only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. And Dr. Roche, they're doing... We were trying to look up the special for boobs, and Trudy landed on the page of all the implant. And my God, those are... I mean, people look really... The boobs look
the
really
correction
good.
Is... It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's stellar work. Actually, you should go on and look at it yourself because there are some where they're going east and west.
Yeah.
And he corrects them, course corrects.
He does. And there's, it's not, you know, that's interesting you say that because it's not so much that they're bigger, it's that they're just robust.
Yeah.
They're not sagging. They're not. I mean,
right, yeah, he brings them up and fills them out and straightens them.
It's a little weird looking. I know, straightens them out. It's a little weird looking at disembodied breasts.
Yeah,
something slightly impersonal about it, but
sounds,
you know,
perfect.
There's like several pages of it that I was scrolling down, and it just was never ending.
Yeah, but all good, I thought.
You don't have to worry about the eyes catching you looking at them.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Yeah, very good picture. And, of course, they... are having a special now, and they're doing those. I really didn't know anything about the natural breast implants, but this whole idea of using your own fat to increase breast size, in addition to what they're already doing, is just another way, another option for you to go if you decide to do this. Go to www.droche.drroche.com to look at the pictures. Just look at the pictures. I mean,
show me them big old titties. Come on.
Maybe you don't even. Maybe you're a guy, but I just want to see the pictures.
I like a good before and after.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah, sure.
Or call 248-338-1110 for a consult, and then also, Eli would want you to know that these crazy people with their reading glasses, putting them on, putting them off, losing them, yelling at people to find them.
Show meaning. Is this the new copy?
Oh no, it's not.
I haven't had a chance to print it out yet. Sorry.
Well, then maybe I should say about Hall Financial.
I can read it. I can read it.
A lot of Chris Farley today. Hall Financial, big supporter of the podcast, always going back way back to the Riff days. And if you're thinking about buying a home, considering a refi, you want to take cash out of your home, anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. Just click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. And fill out the online form. Remember, just click the link to Hall Financial on our Drew and Mike podcast, Drew and Mike Show webpage, and they will get back to you if you want to do whatever you want to do. Or you can call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click: home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, Or if you want to buy a new home with a little money down, Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. Any new copy?
It's printing out now in this super fast new printer.
Oh.
Look at that. Wow. Ooh. There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Really good printer.
Yeah, spread out.
Okay.
I like it. I want that.
I know. How old are we when we get excited about a new printer?
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Does anybody have a favorite Burt Reynolds movie?
I love Deliverance.
Deliverance is really
good. Oh, it's such a romantic film.
Top and a half.
Well, there is that. I mean, it does have its memorable moments. Certainly Ned Beatty remembers.
Yes.
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights was great.
Where he reinvented himself.
That's like a 2-hour and 20-minute movie, and it's really good. I never get tired watching. I don't feel like it's too long.
I liked his appearances on Celebrity Jeopardy. I thought he was really good.
Norm.
As Turd Ferguson.
Turd Ferguson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when Norm played him. Norm played him as Turd Ferguson.
Yeah. Right.
Did you know Bert was on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210?
What?
He was.
Awesome.
One episode. He was on Larry Sanders. So he started out on Gunsmoke as Quint. I was not a Gunsmoke fan.
Me either.
But he and Clint were both on Gunsmoke.
There he is on Beverly Hills 90210.
Where's that? He's out sick today, sir.
Who are you?
I'm Brandon.
Nice to see you.
You don't know who
Steve
Brandon
Shannon
is?
Reynolds. We met years ago. My mom did a cameo.
Hey, Sharknado.
Oh,
really? He's not my son.
Is he in the Peach Pit?
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Tell your mom she owes me one. You're a great kid. Get off my stool. What's your favorite stool?
His favorite stool.
Okay. Just give me the names. Oh, Heidi. I love Heidi.
Oh, my God. That's
how weird.
Which money do you need?
Smoking the Bandit, 3 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Hooper, Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
He's a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
Cannonball Run.
Lots of hair.
Cannonball Run's great.
Yeah.
The Man Who Loved Women.
I don't know that one.
Best Friends. I think it was a Goldie Hawn.
How about The Dukes of Hazzard? Remember he played Boss Hogg in the new version?
Oh, yeah.
Did he? He was in Grand Theft Auto?
Really? He did a voiceover.
He did the voice of one of the dudes.
Wow.
That shows a career that's really hurting.
That's easy money, though.
Hey, speaking of career moves, Caitlyn Jenner's on Cameo.
What?
Yes.
I'm going there now.
I'm telling you, Cameo is going to have people you're not going to believe before it's over.
How much? Do you know how much she is?
How much she's doing on Cameo?
Like, no, how much she costs to do
it? Oh, I don't know. No, I don't even know. But while you're looking, I will mention Dr. Yalda's been with us all year, and some of the people who've gone to see him, Jason W. says he went after listening to the podcast over and over. I said, it's time to do this. For me, it's little things like being able to read a bottle in the shower or watch TV in bed without glasses. But the best is being able to ride my Harley with regular sunglasses instead of a prescription pair. Yeah, I know that feeling of losing sunglasses. When they're in prescription, it's a lot worse. Robert said deciding to get LASIK was the best decision I've ever made. Wish I would have done it years ago. The staff was great. The procedure took minutes. The next day, I was back at work with little discomfort. Keep it stiff. Both Jason and Robert got all laser, custom LASIK, the best there is, and got it from the best. Dr. Yalda, the most experienced LASIK surgeon in Michigan. They also got the Drew and Mike discount, the lowest price in the metro area, and the evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yalda Eye Center. What are you guys looking at over there?
I've never really gotten mad at Caitlyn Jenner for anything. Not even for helping the Kardashians, not for cutting her dick off.
Not for becoming Woman of the Year after only being a woman for a year?
Not getting the SB, none of that.
Being Bruce isn't easy.
Until I found out how much she's charging on Cameo, and now I'm fucking livid.
Wait a second. What is she charging?
Flipped her off like 3 times.
Guess.
$500?
$3 and something that changed.
Ha!
$1,000.
That's the most expensive, right?
Yes.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
See? I told you. You're gonna be pissed.
Isn't it kind of pathetic, really?
Caitlyn Jenner here. I am getting involved with a new program.
You talk like a dude.
Well.
This app is very innovative, very new. When I'm out in public, people constantly ask me, would you do a video wishing my cousin happy birthday?
Cousin?
Well, here's an opportunity to get personal video from me to basically whatever you want. It's a great way for me to connect with my followers.
So
you're not a Kardashian.
It's the Cameo app.
$1,000. Are people going to pay that?
No one has so far.
A lot of personal messages.
What a joke!
Don't you think? I want to know how this story ends.
Do you think that's because he was in the Kardashian family and he thinks that he's
someone else joined too? Someone else that's new.
Who?
What's up? It's Mike Vick. I want to say I'm super excited to be a part of Cameo.
You are?
And if you need a shout out for you or anybody else, you know where to find me.
For your dog.
How much do you think?
I mean, you're talking about a guy that just retired. He already needs the dough.
How much do you think? Well, there's current athletes on there.
$200?
No.
$500?
$100.
$100? He'll do well. I bet he'll do well.
I'm going to buy you one.
Yeah, I think we do need one for the show. So, he's a Hokie. I mean,
we'll send him the video of Legs and Mela, Mags and Layla fighting.
Yeah, I don't.
He would probably like that because they're two dogs fighting.
Oh, hey, Drew. What? I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And this is Blue. Blue says hi too.
R.I.P.
And I don't know, haters are haters, but I love you and all your support. So, mwah, thank you so much, Drew. Have a great night.
Yeah, boy.
Do you think if I sent him one, and I wouldn't tell him any of the background, but, you know, he could say something like, no Hokies Jokies this year, blah, 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 and then end it with, by the way, I got $3,000 on Mags. Oh, he would know that it was a dog fighting that joke?
No.
No, he probably, I don't know.
Come on, that'd be hilarious. Wonder how that's
good. There probably aren't a lot of people trying to make him stumble into things like that, so he probably would do it.
What's the worst that can happen?
Nothing.
So, yeah.
He could ask who Mags is.
Oh, he's not going to ask. He's just going to do it. He wants a hundy.
They'll probably ask if he's fighting for real.
They list like the 30 newest people this
week. Who are they?
You don't know any of them except Mike Vick and Caitlyn Jenner. Trust me. David Hayter, he actually looks familiar. I think he's an actor, maybe.
Oh, Bill Hader's brother?
Struggling actor. I don't know who that is, but
did he play Pennywise? Because there's a picture of him with Pennywise.
No, that was Tim Curry or the new guy.
Yeah, is he the new guy?
No, he's not.
You know what I was going to say about Caitlyn Jenner is I was reading about how, you know, Caitlyn Jenner did that TV show. It doesn't exist anymore. Wasn't on E?
Yeah.
And
most boring show
it was
ever.
Horrible. Yeah. But she and E apparently thought, that was going to, because I think the first show did really well, and they thought, ho, we'll show the Kardashians. And now Caitlyn really doesn't have a job because Bruce Jenner was a big speaker on the tour, you know, a speaking tour talking about his decathlon and winning and, you know.
Inspirational.
And apparently there's not quite the demand for Caitlyn Jenner to talk about those.
Oops.
I know. So, it is strange. What's that? What?
Nikki Baker, Lisa Marie Veyron, Rob Landis. Any of those ring a bell?
No, not at all.
Faith Stowers.
Ooh, who's she? Is she a porn star? She looks like a porn star. Is she a porn star?
I don't know her. I don't know her work.
Oh, well. Her,
MTV star.
Her profile pic is topless. So.
She was on that famous MTV show, X on the Beach.
Wow. But Presence, I think he's a
cool.
The new Stepford, Marissa Everhart, who's got a great ass. Brandon Calvillo, a dude named Carlos. Mm. But see, that's the thing is, that's just Mike Vick, Caitlyn Jenner, and then I do know this dude right here. Wasn't this the guy that put his ball sack in Borat's face?
Oh, yeah.
Ken Deviatin?
Vidian.
And people would really, yeah, that's him, isn't it? What's he charge?
He charges $50. People are just going to ask for like a nut sack.
Hey, I'm Ken Davidian, the short fat guy from Borat. Listen, I'm so happy I'm using this Cameo app. I want you to contact me. I'll contact you. We will become friends. Thank you.
I like that dude.
You know, the picture of the MTV girl,
yeah,
topless in her little circle picture, reminded me when I started following Kennedy, and I'm not trying to draw attention to Kennedy's picture because Kennedy takes cute pictures for Twitter and she changed them. But, you know, she retweets a lot of her friends and then I start looking at their retweets and it's just, I was going down this incredible rabbit hole of Twitter and I started getting really interested in girls her age, not because I'm trying to hit on them or for pound off material. I just noticed that so many of them take pictures where they're almost nude.
Oh,
not,
really?
Yeah, well, not almost nude, right. But, you know, like there was one chick who was in a, she was in a thong, and it was, her ass was facing the camera, and I was just thinking, this is really, it maybe just seems like, weird to me. I guess it's not now.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
Maybe they're like Farrah. They want to remember themselves at their hottest moment.
No, I think they just want a lot of followers.
Sure. Well, either way.
You know, is that true? Do you look at girls, like 20-year-olds on Twitter and their little picture and how often they're looking kind of slutty?
Good for them.
It's a whole new dynamic with the younger
crowd. No, I know.
I'm certainly not going to discourage that action.
No, I don't either. But doesn't this sort of go against everything out there about that it's not all about being the skinny girl and the nude girl?
Sure. But if you got it, flaunt it. That's also something.
It's just funny. It's just funny how some things, no matter how many times, body shaming and feeling these skinny models. No, we like to look at skinny models. It's
of course.
You can put big models out there all you want, but we'd rather look at the skinny ones.
Yeah, and I hope those big models feel fine about themselves. That's great. I'm not going to look at it though. I'm going to look at a hot
Tess
chick.
Holiday to hate her body. I'm glad. Yeah. She says she wishes she liked herself 120 pounds ago. She likes herself better now. I read an interview with her.
Why?
I don't
know. Wish you had that time back?
Yes, I do.
Did you look at the pictures that were included?
No, I don't think there were. I'm not sure there were any pictures in it, but I just was reading that going, wait, you like your body better 120 pounds heavier? That she learned to love
bullshit.
Her body.
I thought it was the other way around.
120 pounds heavier, and I just thought, I think you're not thinking right.
That's
I think you
lie.
Should talk
that
to someone.
That is a lie anyway.
Well.
You just like yourself more now. You're just more comfortable with what you are. There's no way you like your body.
How can you
weighing
explain
more? Anybody? Whatever, lady.
So anyway, Burt Reynolds dies, and then the other big well, there's a lot of big news today. I thought big news here was that our play-by-play and color commentator for Detroit Tigers baseball got in a fist fight after the Detroit Tigers White Sox game. Eli has been looking into this today. He should offer something when he gets here. I don't know
this
what
is
he's
just
got.
A fight between
but maybe we should save that for Eli. Meanwhile, Zod M59 Dodge Ram, because he's going to be here in 14 minutes. Zod M59 Dodge Ram and Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep continue rocking the Deals in a Declutter summer clearance event. During their summer clearance event, you can lease the new completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab at $248 a month. The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit. You can lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram. And did I hear someone say Jeep?
Jeep!
Jeep!
During Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep summer clearance event, you can lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month. This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more. It can be yours for $199 a month. Check out their ridiculous summer clearance event specials. Massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com. And do we know when we're launching show number two on the network?
This weekend.
Okay.
I don't know when, but this weekend.
This weekend also, you will hear, I don't know, how many weeks have we been doing the best of? 3 months or so?
This will be episode 22 total. But
really?
What? Well, but there were some days that we weren't here for a holiday.
Okay. It's probably been for like 4 months. Is that possible?
Yeah. Good luck with the podcast.
Very, very possible. Wow. I mean, if there was only a way we could look it up.
it's Scott, Thursday, for Christ's sake.
Scott Kunith came by today. Realtor Scott Kunith. Scott!
Scott!
And he is working for Coldwell Banker, where Manuel, to see what your home is worth. I was saying Manuel. Why was I saying Manuel?
Like, I don't know.
There's some Spanish dude.
It's Manuel?
Manuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Call him to see what your home is worth or help you finding to help you in finding your new one, 248-797-7746 or S. Kunath, K-U-N-N-A-T-H, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at CBWM.com. And he's been doing it for a while. He came by today, and he's a listener of the show, so you'll be sending drops back and forth. You might want to drop him a text if you're interested in looking for a home or listing yours.
Great guy.
Like, so your house smells like feces and stuff like that.
Well, he
home
might
related.
Be able to help you. I don't think he's going to want to clean up, but...
So I noticed your home smells of feces.
I don't think he really discriminates against you if you're interested in moving your house or buying a new one. I think he's interested in helping anyone.
I was just trying to think of real estate-focused drops.
You know, there are some... Oh, yeah, that's true.
Their apartment is overrun with feces.
They don't all have to be about
feces. Amazing.
Make a noise.
How often that happens. God.
I know.
These feces-filled homes.
Make a noise.
Just don't do that with him if he's looking at your house. Do you remember that Borat one where you had to go in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. In the entertainment world, since we talked about Burt Reynolds and Mario and Rod, the Slash divorce was settled today. You go see that?
Yeah.
Those Guns N' Roses guys have so much dough.
Oh, my
Amazing
God.
Amazing how every guy, even the drummer who was just doing drugs for 20 straight years, still has money.
I know.
Slash had to give her $6.5 million. This divorce was filed in 2014. It's just finalized. He has to pay $139,000 a month.
What?
$100,000 to her in spousal support and $39,000 for the kids. I don't know how old the kids are. He's 53 years old. And the kids get 1.8% of his income till 2036. What is that?
Why?
I don't know. I was really shaking my head at that one. Since when do kids get their own support?
How old are they going to be then?
2036, 18 years older than they are now. They were born before 2014. They were born before 2014. I mean,
weak.
Is Slash going to live that long?
Well, his income will live that long.
Why would he make any more income then?
Well, let's check up. Check on Slash's kids. Well, because his catalog. I mean,
an
he's
equalization
got,
payment.
Yeah, but I mean, why would he
it.
Try to make any more income?
The hell's that?
Well, his estate will make money. That's all I was trying to say. Slash. Children.
Slash.
I've never heard of kids getting a settlement like that. I thought that was strange.
I mean, they're going to get it eventually, right? If they're in his will.
Right.
They just wait till then.
Okay, wait. They have two sons. London Emilio, born 2002. Cash Anthony, born 2004. So London Emilio. will be 34 when he stops getting 1.8 or 0.9% of Slash's income.
You sound like you're from London.
Cash Anthony.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
Cash Anthony will be, no, I'm sorry, London will be 30, London, 36. Cash? Did I just say Cash? Is
that's a great
London.
Name.
Dumb.
The fuck? Cash will be 34 when he stops collecting 0.9% of Slash's income. I mean, that's almost 1%. If he makes, Slash has got to make what? At least $10 million a year, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you make a lot. I mean, but
that record, that first album of Guns N' Roses makes insane money. Yeah, he tours.
But that's what I was saying. Why bother touring anymore? Just so they don't get anything.
I don't know. I just think it's weird that kids are getting a percentage of, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. And then the other story that was kind of interesting was that Jeffrey Owens, the Cosby actor who quit his job that he was job shamed about, he's so proud of it that he quit. Over the
I
picture.
Quit.
I thought I don't know. Am I making too much of the fact that he quit the job?
No,
doesn't
not
seem
at
fucked
all.
Up?
No.
Nicki Minaj is writing him a check for $25,000.
Wait. Is he accepting that check?
I don't know. That she just said she's giving it to him.
Because he's so prideful. You think he would have to work for her for a while?
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Quit Trader Joe's. I don't know. Seems like he probably would take.
Why
it.
Is she just giving
about
him
this.
Money?
I don't.
It's like
I thought
a
that
GoFundMe
was.
I thought for she, Jeffrey Owens.
I thought she completely missed
the
point.
Yeah, she doesn't even know the story. I used to watch the Cosby Show.
I think one of the things they said is that he was doing that just so he could get benefits because Trader Joe's paid good benefits. But he is in the union. He would be in SAG-AFTRA and would have had insurance and
maybe
all of that.
Maybe he's not paying
and
dues.
A pension.
You know, in the same category, the couple that got the $400,000 in GoFundMe money for the homeless guy.
This is great.
Assholes.
Yes. Their home was raided by the police today.
And he pulled away their BMW.
And he pulled an OJ and hit golf balls while they were raiding his house.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
The story today reveals there was no trust, no retirement account, no lawyer, no financial advisor, all these things that were promised. He did buy a trailer, which was on their property. A used SUV, which has since been sold.
Yeah, I'm a trader. I want
They said he blew through $25,000 in 13 days.
Oh, my God.
He also had a laptop and a cell phone. Why did they even mention that? That's not much money. And they claimed that GoFundMe fees were $50,000. Is that possible? On $400K, they take 12.5%?
I have no idea.
It's usury.
50 grand. Exactly. And they also said he's back on the street on drugs. But the other side is that they took some pretty swanky gambling vacations, they called them. But that would double their paycheck, so therefore they'd have more money. So I don't know. Speaking of gambling, we'll get
he's
back to
that. He's a
Bobbitt,
too, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's really funny.
The Bobbitt name come up again. Yes.
Yes. Eli Zarrett of No Filter is here.
Hey.
How is the No Filter podcast doing?
Oh, pretty good. I don't know about podcasting. I'm more into the.
It's a dying art.
It's so hard to build an audience. You
I know,
guys are
it's
amazing
a bitch.
How what you've done. I mean, there's a million platforms, and how do you get people to hear it? But I'm trying to. I'm kind of working my way through it. But I am doing a lot of Facebook stuff. But this is new to me. Social media.
I know the social media is. Yeah. It's like
all those
I just
years.
Sigh.
I said, what do I need it for? Why are people so crazy about it? And I guess if you're very successful, I see people that make millions of dollars on YouTube, and I can see why. I mean, that's the new TV and all these influencers, you know, like the women who give, you know, health advice and makeup
or show
advice.
Their tits.
Yeah. Well, where do you find those?
That's your website.
See what I mean? Instagram. Oh, my God.
Does he show pre and post on his
not
website?
Before and after. Okay. Yeah.
It's really funny, though, because Twitter allows anything. I mean, you can put your butthole on there, and it's totally fine.
Really?
But not Instagram. You know,
wait,
that's
put
big...
your butthole on there, but Alex Jones can't be on there?
Yeah.
He's one butthole they make.
Alex Jones could probably put his butthole on there.
Serious crap! Your butthole is real. What Alex Jones does is not real.
Very good. Yeah,
Alex Jones was... shit canned from Twitter today.
Yeah, and InfoWars. So all his Twitter page is blown out.
But he was just in timeout. How did he go from timeout to blown out?
How dare you?
Somebody pressured.
He didn't behave in timeout. He yelled at Jack Dorsey outside the Capitol building.
It's because of the Jews.
So if his face is that red, what does his butthole got to look like?
Gross.
I know that's beside the point. But...
Does the Marco Rubio
Shut
thing
up, have, conspiracy theorist.
Have anything to do with this?
What's the Marco Rubio thing?
He got in a confrontation with Marco Rubio yesterday.
And then he patted him, and Rubio's like, get your hands off me. And
Alex Jones did?
Am I going to be arrested? Jones. And he goes, no, I'm going to take care of it.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh. I'm still on last week. Are you supposed to go like the one before, just to make up the one that you haven't, that's the 2 days before?
I think people would just skip ahead. I always think that, but people seem to go in order, which is really interesting. Yeah. I mean,
interesting.
I'm glad they do.
Twitter didn't say anything other than that he violated their abusive behavior policy. So I don't know if it's...
freaking bully, you coward!
I don't know if it's anything new that he did, or if it's after his timeout they decided, fuck it.
How can anybody defend him after what he did to the Parkland parents?
I don't
How can
know.
Anybody defend
Sandy
him?
Anyway.
Sandy.
That's what I meant. Sandy. Yeah. Pardon me. Yeah. Pardon. Well, I meant Sandy.
Pizzagate, too.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's just
I
a
know.
Tactic, folks.
How could you just... You can't just make shit up.
Oh, he does.
Especially that really hurt people that are have been terribly... hurt already. It's just awful.
I don't know. It blows my... It just absolutely blows my mind. I'm like, wait, and he makes money in media after that. And that was... I was listening to Joe Rogan who said, hey, just eliminate that show. And he's like, there's not just one show. That went on for months, day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm stunned. He's on commercial radio stations.
There are conspiracy theorists out there, people that you and I know, who believe the most amazing shit that could never possibly be the case, and yet they believe it's true. And it's people, it's scumbags like Alex Jones that for their own personal agenda, whatever it is, I guess to make money, just throw this shit out there. It's terrible. Disgusting.
Shut up. Stop making apologies.
That's
to
right.
The Jews.
Damn it.
Well,
okay, I was joking about him yelling at Jack Dorsey being the final straw, but it kind of looks like it was the final straw.
Oh, really?
We took this action based on new reports of tweets and videos posted yesterday that violate our abusive behavior policy, in addition to the account's past violations. So it is him harassing Marco Rubio. It is him harassing Jack Dorsey. It is all the shit he pulled at the Capitol building.
Right.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I will. You know, when we were having all these problems with the FCC over certain words or descriptions that people recorded of our show and would send in over and over and over and over just because they didn't like us. And usually it wasn't about obscenity at all. It was about something else. And it would be taken seriously, and these lawyers' time was expended and money was spent. And then this guy can say that the Sandy Hook parents are actors, their kids aren't dead for months, and nothing? What, did no one complain to the FCC, or is that not actionable because it doesn't involve excretory or sexual organs?
Obscene. It's just a lie.
I'm not a crazy man.
Just so cruel, though. I mean, just no evidence, no nothing, just...
Families had to move every, like, they'd move, and then the vultures would find out where they were, and they'd have to move again.
Wait, were there GoFundMes for these families? We have GoFundMe for this homeless guy that had $20 for some lady, and he gets $400,000, and they go gambling. But were there GoFundMes for these people in Sandy Hook? I don't know. I feel like a jerk asking.
That's a great question.
I think I know the answer. Yeah. Oh, well, let's talk about things
during the break.
That really do matter, like... The fight between the play-by-play and the color man of the Detroit Tigers, Mario Mpemba and Rod Allen. And Eli, did you find anything out?
First of all, when you told me this morning, I hadn't seen it, and I was stunned. I looked it up, so I made some calls, and I think I got about as much of the bottom of it as I can. I talked to a guy who worked in the Fox broadcast for many years, intimately with those two guys, was involved with them, hundreds of games. Over several seasons.
And his
my thing was, I said, look, I kind of heard through the grapevine, even though I know both guys and I get along fine with both guys, that Rod was the prick and Mario was the good guy. And he goes, no, they're both babies. A pair of babies.
Really?
Yes. Both babies. And that this has been going on for a long time. They've been pushing and shoving in the past.
What do you want to do?
He said, in fact, when he was on the road with them, he'd invite them both to dinner because he was part of making, you want people to get along. You want it to be a team. Yeah. And that they would never show up together. And in all those years working together, they never once spent any time at all out of the booth with each other. When I used to travel with the Pistons, we'd all go out to dinner. Maybe the players, did their own thing. But the crew, the broadcasters, Blaha, Kelser, me, Champion, we'd all go out. Not every night, but we got along with each other. We flew together. You're on the road. You might as well, hang out with somebody. But I said, what was the incident that made this happen? Have you heard?
No.
He says he has on good word that after the game on Tuesday night, the fight was over. Rod thought that Mario took his chair.
What?
It was over.
Shut your mouth before I shut it for you.
Now, that's not fully confirmed, but he seems to know a lot about these two guys, and I've got a lot. But
was there more than one chair? Was there only one chair?
No, but there was probably a favored chair and an unfavored chair.
They probably claimed a chair
earlier in the series, and that when, like, when couples and people have a fight, it isn't over the last incident. Yeah. It's over the years of abuse and the stuff building up.
Oh my God!
But
it's, well, that ended up good.
So of course,
glad they won that fight.
Of course, the chatter around the Fox Sports office here was, I wonder if Rod chased him around like he did the Japanese pitcher that time.
I was showing Trudy that video.
Oh, that's amazing! That's appalling.
He's not a fan of that video.
He's not a fan.
Except he kind of bears up pretty well in the onslaught of six Japanese players.
Well,
it's all like all over.
Yeah,
him,
but he's
still standing.
He does not want to talk about it.
No, he doesn't think it's funny.
What's fascinating though is we've both been watching them for many, many years, and there is no way that any of us could have detected the slightest bit of animosity. They laughed at each other's stuff. They seemed to get along just fine. They exchanged information with each other, and this can happen. I've been in that situation. Show it again.
You've been in this situation? Do you expand on that with whom?
Well, the last year of the of the locker room, when Gibby went into the booth to work with Josh Lewin, Gary and I did the show together, and with Gibby gone, Gary wanted the bulk of the money, and we've been splitting it. And I said no, and he said, "Well, then I'm going to leave the show." I said, "Go ahead, I'll do it by myself. I got a contract. So for the last year, we didn't talk to each other hardly. I think we would compare notes about what we wanted to talk about, but there was no camaraderie. It was strictly pretend. Wow. And that happens. That happens. It's in fact, from the beginning.
When he wanted, Gibby left, and he wanted Gibby's money?
No. The three of us split the money.
Oh, three ways.
And so since Gibby was a big star and he left, Gary thought that he was going to be the one carrying the show because he was the athlete. And it was like, you know, I was just the moderator or the sports guy. They're the athletes. And so he wanted to get, like, at a 2-to-1 ratio the money. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm doing more work than you. Or I shouldn't say more work. But,
so did Gibby's money get split, or where'd Gibby's money go?
That's a great question. I think it got split, as I recall, because I know, you know, there was it all depended on how much money came in that we split up. With him gone, it was probably harder to sell advertising, I would think.
Did anyone try to intervene and say, well, how about we do it this way? Or was it just that was just the way it was?
In terms of what? Oh, the money?
Well, I mean, just somebody like maybe from the radio station say, try to fix it? Or was it just one of those things that just was?
No, it just was. That we had a deal with them where we had a certain base,
right.
base thing. And then
we
had
an independent contractor?
Yeah. And okay. then we had ads that we could sell. We had inventory that we could sell.
Did you do the sales?
I did the sales. Yes, I did.
Is that where they're all, is that the how sales? That all started?
It started where
you getting advertisers to support your
right.
show
we had,
there?
We had to have advertisers.
That's a pretty ambitious thing for that time, I have to say.
Well, what we actually TV.
Tipping my cap.
Local TV was more popular back then. So you're talking 20 years ago. Okay, this is 1997.
1270 AM.
Yes, and we did do TV at the same time too. But the big break was that we got the Ford dealers, gave us a big chunk, which everything
That's
else
our
was
big break too.
Everything's gravy after that.
Who hauled that one in?
Actually, I hauled that one in. But listen, I had a great team to sell. I had Kirk Gibson and Gary Danielson. Gary's an ABC, you know, national color commentator on the football games. Kirk is Kirk, and it was trouble from the beginning because there was animosity between the two of them. There was tension between the two of them.
Now, would the listener know the animosity between you and Gary?
I don't think so. But we couldn't have the kind of – he was very sensitive and almost, you know, he would get offended at things. Really, it surprised me. So, you know, when I
– Oh, my God, this one is so sensitive.
You know,
you mean things that weren't intended for him?
Well, there's just – Just
you mean just little jabs back and I mean
yeah you couldn't joke with them when Valeni and Foster did the show together they would nail each other all the time and that's what it should be like it's guy talk
the audience loves it
but with Gary had to be very he got offended really he's very prickly he got offended very easily
should have got him a therapy dog.
And the two of them it was tough with the two of them the problem between the two of them, I don't know if I told you this or not but. Neither one, you know, Gibby had the impression of being a big star. The two of them, though, were really...
He was a big star.
He was a big star. But in Gary's view, and it wasn't completely wrong, in Gary's view, they were both average players. Now, Gibby was an average player, did some extraordinary things. You look at his number.
I have to take exception. I would never compare those two as professional athletes.
Okay, but Gary did. Gary did. And to Gary's credit,
I think he's in a very small category.
Here's what Gary would say. Now to Gary's credit, he played 14 years in the NFL, was undrafted. They had 18 rounds of the draft when he came out in 1973. 18 rounds, and he was passed over. He was working in a sheet metal factory, being a substitute teacher, and got a chance when one of the Lions quarterbacks, I can't remember who it was, got hurt.
Hipple, probably.
No, it was
Cuomo.
No, it was pre that. It was I can't think of who it was. Oh, I think Greg Landry got hurt.
I was going to say Greg Landry. Yeah,
Landry got hurt. He had a chance, made the team in preseason, and stuck around for a long time and had a very decent career. He was a starter for many years, and to play 14 years in the NFL is very impressive. Now, Kirk played 17 years, but they both had kind of average.
He was an MVP.
Right, yes.
He hit home runs that mattered in the World Series twice.
I'm not making the argument that they were the same. But in Gary's view, Gibby hit two big home runs, and he was a local hero. And so he said
probably a better football player than Gary Danielson too.
Because Gibby,
those are fighting words. Gibby's to go all Rod Allen and Mario.
I like Gary.
I do. Listen, I, I worked with Gary at Channel 4. We got along great for a long time. We did the show together. We had some great years together. Gary. But he just at the end became very hard for me to deal with. And he and Gibby were like oil and water because Gary felt that, you know, Gibby was a big star. And Gary had just as good a career as what he thought.
I thought Gary's a better broadcaster than a player. I mean, the thing is a really good broadcaster.
Oh, he's great. He's amazing. He's terrific. In fact, his preparation, his insight, I could tell.
Fox Sports Detroit has released a statement on the Rod and Mario fight. It's really weird, too, that they did it.
Did they reference the chair?
No. But it's really
You'll find out. That's the real deal.
It's odd that they did it in audio form.
They did.
This is just a fight between two men of different races fighting each other to decide which race is superior.
Nope, that sounds wrong.
Fox Sports knew for
years. Actual audio from Fox Sports. Wow.
They knew for years that they didn't get along, but guys can have simmering disputes and have it last. But here's the thing.
One of them's gone now.
Both have to be. They could never.
We don't know what happened.
They could never work together again because everything people would know it's all phony. Now, one guy can have a like Keith Hernandez with that ridiculous situation. I even talked to it today, where his ex-wife and some candidate, you know. But so that's his personal thing. He can, and Hernandez is a great color commentator. But that's the deal.
A chair.
And who goes?
I think they're going to both go. And here's another insight. Here's another thing. 2 years ago, the program director who chose those two left. The new chief of all the programming there has never been a big fan of either of those guys. And so this could be the opportunity to make the switch that he wants to make. But that's speculation.
Out.
But think of ruining your career
over a chair.
The chair. The chair.
And they probably it probably was the same chair. Who knows what the difference in the chair was? Wow.
Did one squeak? That's just another challenge for.
Did one
the
have
chair.
A better cushion? Did one have a little rip in it? What could it be?
Wow!
I'd like to. I hope somebody will do a story on the chair.
Where is that
chair?
Let's go back to the booth.
In Chicago.
And get some pictures. Yeah,
the chair.
That's a road chair.
I know.
Even a home chair. Maybe Chicago does give one crummy chair because it's the road broadcast team.
Yeah, well, why not two?
Anyway, I was told Mario stole his chair. So,
he stole Rod's chair. Oh,
Rod, okay. Rod accused Mario of stealing. That was my chair, and you took the chair. And after the game,
what are you gonna do about it?
Game, they couldn't fight about it. Once the game started, I probably sat down with the chairs, and he's looking and say, "Give me my chair back." And the game goes on, the tension builds, and when it's over, but this has happened before. They've been pushing and shoving before, but this obviously was seen in the booth and reported with somebody had video or something, and so therefore it had to be made public. But you could tell from the comments from Greg Hammer, who's the general manager, that he was very. He didn't say, "I'm shocked to hear this." Because we thought the two had such a wonderful rapport and relationship. No.
Has this happened before? I'm trying to think of a broadcast team that got in a fight. There's got to be somebody.
Well, I know Cosell once puked on Gifford's new cowboy boots.
That's right. There were great stories from there.
Wow.
I can't think of a...
Oh, wait a minute. Here you go. Frank Beckman and Larry Sorensen. Because Larry was an alcohol... Great guy, by the way. Love Larry Sorensen. Yeah. But Larry's in the DUI Hall of Fame, by the way, with a .48.
Yep.
And you got to really be good at .48.
By the way, since you mentioned the .48, I'll just briefly check in to say, did you guys see the Kate O'Riordan story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She died four times.
Whitney style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four
face
times?
Down in a bathtub in her pajamas. Yep. Her band? The
Cranberries.
It wasn't zombies after all.
Well, Larry was six times.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of threes.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you.
He's not allowed to drive a car for the rest of his life.
I know.
We had him on.
He's a great, Larry's nice great.
I like Larry. I feel for him, and I'm worried for him always.
Good
but
guy, really
but
good
Kate,
guy.
Kate O'Riordan, now, help me here. When this is
Dolores
reported.
Dolores,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kate O'Riordan was.
B-52s. Wasn't she?
No. She.
You've confused them all.
I did. I know. She was with Elvis Costello for a long time. Kate O'Riordan was.
Yeah.
So I think she just comes up naturally. Anyway, she when this was reported, when she died, I don't remember hearing anything about alcohol. Did Nothing. Anybody? Am I wrong about
no,
that?
No, it was all no. about depression.
Right. Right. Or a bathtub.
But I thought in they zombies. Said, yeah, no bathtub. And I thought they were saying natural causes and stuff.
Yeah. They
well, drowning.
It didn't make any sense. But they didn't say she drowned.
Well, drowning is natural. No, that's not natural.
Eh, kind of.
Whitney Houston, we knew she drowned right away.
Yeah.
Is Scotland Yard, do they bullshit on behalf of their celebrities
well,
over there?
Well, maybe that's the difference between the U.S. and the U.K., where they keep things private.
Why do they need an inquiry? Why do they have
God
to
knows
have a
why.
Inquiry for it?
I don't know. That's a weird story.
Look at this. NFL season kickoff tonight, and they showed guys kneeling.
I know. The poor NFL.
The NFL.
So wait, what did Larry and Frank get and worked up about?
Well, because in fairness to Frank, Larry was drunk. And so he had a hard time working with him. And he had every right to bitch and complain. And Larry is very contrite about that. That he was out of control. And it cost him his job. Almost cost him his life. Cost him his ability to drive. Cost him his marriage. Cost him everything. And now he's...
Are any drunks fun to work with?
God, that seems like the wrong habit to have for a job. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you got to have a habit, unfortunately. Oh. Wow. So...
No, you'd rather work with a workaholic.
True.
The NFL does kick off tonight, and the Nike ad is running into the game, which is just
awesome. Awesome.
I'm so surprised. Great. Is anyone surprised the NFL didn't just put
their
foot down and
say, no! They can't. It's because the NBC pays billions for the contract. They can sell it to the hell they want. And Nike supplies every uniform, every uniform, every shirt, every pair of pants of the NFL.
And he's not an NFL athlete, so what can they say?
That's right. They can't say anything.
I guess
anything.
I would expect NBC to say, well, but if we give you one next week or...
Why should they care?
I know, they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
In fact, more people will tune in at the start of the game. Good for them.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right.
Oh, yeah.
Roger Goodell,
to see the ad?
Roger, $40 million.
What do you think of the ad, by the way?
I think it's so over the top.
You know, I totally agree. It's hilarious to me, this idea that this really means something, when the fact is, they just... TMZ came out with their research, which shows their audience, their buyers... are more predominantly minority, and which,
every kid in the thing was a kid of color. In fact, I love the shot of the Muslim girl boxing. That's just perfect. The bottom line is they're selling shoes to kids. They know that the white middle-aged white guys are not going to buy shoes for the next 55 years and buy apparel, but they get a kid.
They got
50 years of buying it, and all the kids of color and all the cripples. I mean, every kid was crippled in there, and
some of the lines in there too. If
I
you
love
have
crippled
one
kids.
Hand.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying. How about some other kids that like are just regular white kids playing?
But, well, most of them are athletes, weren't they?
Yeah. I think they're all athletes.
Did he really sacrifice everything? No, he was on the team when he did it. He didn't say, "Well, I'm going to lose my career for doing this, but I'm going to do it."
That's not the part.
Bullshit.
He
and he's
stopped.
Getting paid a shit ton for the commercial.
Well, I think it took a
and
lot.
And he
of
has been getting paid.
He sacrificed his career. The guy wants to play football.
But did he know he was sacrificing his career when he did that?
Well, I don't think anybody knew, but he knew he was going to get. He was going to pay a price, and he's paid a pretty hefty price. The fact that he's making a few million a year with Nike is good, but he was making $15 million a year as a quarterback.
I don't normally comment on the commercials, but that commercial makes me just a little horny.
he was the backup quarterback for the 49ers.
But the thing about the spot is that don't tell every kid that if you try hard and have crazy wild dreams, they'll come true. I mean, nobody's going
to
be LeBron.
We've been trying to not say that for the last 20 years, to tell kids don't fucking throw away everything else.
Exactly. And believe you're going to be a highly paid athlete.
It's not a message ad. It's an ad to buy shoes. It's a feeling they're selling.
That's right.
Exactly. But they would have you.
For craft.
I'm the official voice for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
They would have you believe, though, that we're getting behind Colin Kaepernick, when actually they've done research and, well, you know what? This kind of goes along with our audience. So, fuck, let's go with it.
Of course. They're a publicly traded international company.
I know.
They
but
should.
But there are people who believe that, oh, Nike is so cool.
Well, there's people that believe a lot of brands do a lot of things.
That's
there's a lot of people that believe, Twitter is altruistic, or used to be, or Facebook is.
There's a lot
of marketing that is pushed towards them.
Those shoes.
The United Colors of Bennington. McDonald's used to do
LeBron
it all the time.
LeBron James believes it.
Well, LeBron James is paid by them.
Trust me, LeBron James doesn't wear the shoes that the kids buy in the store, okay? LeBron, just like Tiger hits different golf balls than the people buy in the store.
But it's all a feeling. That's what they're selling. They're selling a feeling.
They're also creating an opportunity for a lot of memes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're great.
I haven't seen
the memes. Rich market.
Are there some good ones?
OJ had one. It was on our fan page.
The Jay Cutler one's the one that cracked me up.
Oh, what's that one?
What's going on?
Care or don't care, whatever. It's just him with a cigarette in his mouth.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah. He has become my favorite athlete.
Did you like in the end, by the way, Kaepernick in front of the American flag with the whole kneeling and the flag thing? That was pretty strong. So the reason you're dropping your head into your microphone is it's cheap. I didn't say cheap; it's very expensive. But it's as Mark said, they're mediocre shoes. And there's
they're better expensive shoes, too, for the audience they're trying to reach.
They're okay. I mean, they're okay. I'm not going to say they're crappy shoes, but I think New Balance are better, and I think there's others that are better. But you're right. It's a feeling. It's phony. It's to sell on emotion.
Did you see that meme?
What?
R. Kelly, believe in something, even if it means pissing away everything.
The moment if I was going to barf during this whole Nike ad thing, it would have been last night watching Channel 4. I think it was last night at 11 o'clock. They did a story on a guy who is asking people. He started a company called I wrote it down somewhere. It's the Something Project to collect all the Nike stuff that you're going to burn. And he will distribute
it.
He will distribute it to veterans and homeless. Yeah. And I'm like, no, people are not burning their Nikes. It's a couple jackasses on social media. Yet the mainstream media is reporting this like it is the most commonplace thing.
Right.
And here again, social media, a little thing on social media.
One guy burns his shoes. Yeah. It's
and
the same shit.
It's a thing on
news. Forget, the president also tweeted and acted like it's a huge thing, too, when he tweeted at Nike.
That doesn't mean a local news guy has to start a business and a local station has to do a story on it like it's real. Because does anyone really think that this guy's going to collect a lot of shoes?
Well, let me ask you this. Because the president of the United States tweets about it, makes a comment on it, does it make it bigger than what it is?
He started the whole thing. Trump got the whole thing
going. I don't know
if
he started it. I think he breathed new life.
He brought it to a level that would never have happened.
Yeah, it was dead.
Let me give you my opinion on this particular subject. I think that most people did not like the kneeling, and they didn't say shit because, like, black guy. When Trump said something, it was like, yeah, I didn't fucking like it either. And I think they felt okay to say something. And that's where this kind of wedge issue is where Trump is brilliant.
Utterly, utterly brilliant. In fact, even now, they can't decide what to do about kneeling and the anthem. And do they show it? Do they not show it? Now, they made the ruling that if you're on the field, you gotta salute, you have to stand up, but you don't have to go on the field. And then the players association disputed that. And now there's no policy.
That's what makes me laugh. The NFL
pathetic.
They cannot get out of their own way for anything.
And every time this comes up, Trump loves to come out and say something about patriotism or about how wrong it is or fuck them. Right. And it helps him every single time.
But to my point, you're talking about how the news is blowing it out of proportion. He says Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. That's not true.
No.
That's a lie,
No, I think it's total. But if you look on social media, you might believe that.
The bottom line in all of it is the NFL is too big to fail. Look at the... They lost me forever with the whole concussion thing. This league with Roger Goodell for a decade obscured all the evidence that showed that banging your head repeated times with a helmet or not is going to create CTE, the brain condition, and they suppressed it. I mean, it's utterly disgusting what they did. And then finally, when it was too late, they had to admit it. So they lost me there. But everything else, you know, I mean, the league is just...
how they treated the those guys that retired and wanted money, too. And they won't pay them out.
They fought them every step of the way. No,
still fighting it.
It's just all about money. And today there's a story about...
But, man, I can't wait for kickoff tonight.
I can't either. I'll be there.
By the way, they're running a 15-second Yaldo ad right before the kickoff.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Is Colin Kaepernick in it?
All right, where are we? We're, what are we, 8-11 now?
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. Okay, let's do that. It's time for What is the Rule? Brought to you by Star Lincoln. Luxury cars, legendary dealership at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Why do I like the organ every time?
It's just, it's great.
Good association.
I know, you're right. It's like, it's Pavlovian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though I don't play the organ at games anymore. They don't.
Yeah, yeah. Nancy Faust is still at White Sox Park, I think. I believe she is.
How's your chair? Do you have a good chair there?
I don't know. I think Nancy Faust is well taken care of. It's actually Nancy Faust Jenkins now, which I was surprised to see.
She's got a hyphen.
I guess.
This is a tough one, and there's actually two answers here. You got to get them both right. Here we go. Two outs, runner on third. You concentrating?
Yes.
See, Drew is sometimes, he's in the meditative, lean back, clear my mind, say my mantra, get all the straight thought. Other times he's got really intense looking, like kind of concentrating every word.
I like to picture the scene. I like to see the third base coach signaling the batter.
Okay. Two outs, runner on third, 3-2 pitch, so the runner on third easily scores as the batter hits a grounder and reaches first.
An infield hit.
Okay, infield hit. And he beats the throw, but he didn't hear the call. The runner thinks he's out, meaning the inning is over, and the run had scored before he got to first base anyway. So he starts back to the dugout thinking the inning is over. Halfway there, his teammates shout, "Go back to first, because you were safe." So he trots back and takes the base he has earned. Does the run count? The manager of the fielding team races out to make his case and say it doesn't. And is the batter safe or out? So again, man on third, little tapper, easily scores. The runner is safe at first, but doesn't hear the call, turns the dugout and starts to come back. What happens?
I want to say that the run doesn't count because I know it should count. I mean,
What you're doing now? You go the opposite of what you think the answer
last
is?
Last time and it worked. Oh. I'm pissed. I'm still pissed about the fourth out. That's so preposterous.
Isn't it?
What kind of sport? I'm bummed out at the game. I don't think I love baseball as much as I used to.
Because of the fourth out.
It's so stupid.
Go.
It's crazy.
Okay,
I'll follow my muse again, and I will say that the runner, because he didn't turn towards second, I think he's safe at first base, and I think the run does score.
All right. I'll tell you the answer once I talk a little about the Hootmaker. But
sure, that seems so simple.
How about the Navigator? J.D. Power study calls it the most appealing vehicle of 2018 with the highest score in the last 6 years. No surprise, because Lincoln is the star among American luxury cars, and that's why Hoot McInerney, a legend among Detroit auto dealers, named it just that. Star has been Detroit's premier Lincoln dealership for the last 50 years, and as always, featuring the star treatment, the free loaners, the free oil changes, and Detroit's most accommodating sales staff. It's at Hoot McInerney Star Lincoln, 12 and Telegraph in the heart of suburban Detroit. Call Jimmy D, 855-567-STAR. Jimmy will answer all your questions, give you the best deals on the lot. We're talking about $5,000 off the A&X plan during the summer sale. You can save big if you call Jimmy D, and he'll lead you to the Lincoln that'll make you so happy. And here's the answer. Once a runner or batter believes he is out and leaves the base or the base path, therefore abandoning his right to touch the next base, he will be called out. He should only be called out once because the umpire is sure the runner is abandoning his efforts to return to the base. So he is out, but since it wasn't a force, the run counts.
Oh, wow.
God, did you butcher that? It was tough, though. It was thorny.
Thinks he's out. What if he's on the base and he thinks he's out?
What?
Then he's out.
He stays there.
No,
he thought he was out and started walking back to the dugout.
You said if the umpire thinks
no,
he's
no,
out.
No. If he abandoned his right to go advance to the next base by retiring.
I thought if you turned left, it was one thing. If you turned right, it was...
Here's another one. I'm going to give you another chance then, okay?
Did I lose that? I got it half right.
You get did get it half right.
The question was, does the run score? And you said, yes.
Yeah, it did.
You but you also
you over-answered the question.
But he thought the batter was safe and the batter's out. Okay.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question.
I'm going to give you that one if you get this one right, because you just brought it up.
I don't think Lincoln should have to
ready
pay
for
that, that one either.
Okay, batter hits a slow roller down the third baseline and beats it out. His momentum carries him well past the base, but instead of turning right and returning to first, he turns left by mistake and from a few yards in fair territory, races back to the first base bag where the first baseman is waiting to tag him out. Before the ump can affirm whether he's safe or out, both managers race out to make a case.
Well, these managers are always racing.
They're always racing out. They're racing out to fight it. Okay. Because they can't. All right. So he turns left instead of right, and he's actually in the outfield by a couple of yards, comes back to first base, but the first baseman's there ready to
tag. Totally out.
Out.
If this guy isn't out, I'm not a baseball fan anymore.
The runner is safe.
What?
Come on, bro.
He turned left.
Always as long as he returns immediately to first without making an attempt to go to second.
How subjective.
I've seen him make that just that little turn.
He's allowed to do it. Brendan will have the answer in a second here. Okay. As long as he doesn't make an attempt to go, that's why they tell you turn right so they don't think you're making an attempt, then you can be out. But if you turn left and don't make an attempt to go to second base, you're allowed to return to first. You are not. Oh, you got an ABX Air Aces shirt. Wow,
yeah. Amen.
Holy shit.
Easily distracted.
That was my first job in radio.
ABX?
1974.
Do you have that shirt?
What?
Underground. It was underground radio. That's when I started, yeah. And then
I told you. Sports on ABX?
Yep.
Really?
Wow. Yep. They had an FM.
I thought ABX was so cool they didn't even do sports.
They were. But they said, you know what? As cool as we are, these kids still like the Tigers. They still root. They're still into sports. So I started doing goofy, but sports commentaries.
On morning show?
Yep. No, it played in the morning. Mornings with Steve Dahl, who came in a little bit later.
Oh, you work with Steve Dahl? Mm-hmm. I didn't. Oh, we have a lot to talk about.
I was here the night that Steve Dahl came from California to work at ABX, and he went to the program director's name was Jim Sote. He showed up at Sote's house to stay there, and he's a little 23-year-old kid. He said, "You got any milk and cookies?" That's what he wanted for a snack.
Oh, wow.
That's how innocent he was.
His needs would change over time.
You heard all about it on the radio.
Did you find the rule, Brandon? I mean, I already gave the rule, but are you allowed to turn left and come back to first base, I guess would be the question.
Why is Layla being escorted upstairs?
Because she's being very fussy.
Yeah, she's being
fussy. She's being taken into the bathroom.
She wants to go in the back room and drink stagnant water.
Yeah, because we had that door shut.
She didn't bark at me. Neither dog barked at me today. That's a sign of acceptance.
You might have made the cut.
Yeah.
Eli, you had that rule about stealing second base. And when someone's walked, do you remember that, and being thrown out?
Yeah, right, because he went past the base, right.
Did you know what happened this week in Major League Baseball?
I heard about that, yes. In fact, I think one of you guys
forwarded a couple emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just so funny.
Because it's no longer a force.
Life imitating art.
Yes.
And you disputed me on that one, too. You said I had to be wrong about that one.
No, it's not that you're wrong. It's that the rule's stupid. Most of these rules are really ridiculous.
I don't think that's a stupid rule.
Are you going deep into the baseball rule book?
Because you went
past the bag. He overshot the bag.
Yeah, I
understand.
Therefore,
that
it's a tag out, so it's not a force.
But he was
anymore.
Well into the outfield.
Say what?
You said he was well into the outfield.
Oh, the guy at first base going left. You mean?
Yeah.
I said he was a couple of yards into the outfield.
Long pause. Turner runs. Harper takes ball four. That was a borderline pitch. Bryce took it. And on a pair of walks, it's two on, one out.
The commentators have no idea about the rule either, so they would have gotten it wrong.
Yadier Molina set up in, hit the target, but was he off the plate, or did he pop up to throw and block Nick Lentz's view?
Well, you're out.
That's not what they're checking out.
He went off the bag.
Looked like it was more in the box.
Yeah, and he was tagged out.
Bryce will take the walk nicely done. Line moving here in the first.
If he just walked to the bag,
Yadier's asking
to walk
to
the bag. That is weird. That's a weird play.
That pitch because I stood up to throw. Or he's just saying it was a strike.
You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They don't. They don't. They think it's an interference discussion.
Was there any kind of interference on the throw?
Don't they know that he went past the base?
Well, if the pitch is
yeah, but they don't know that that's the rule that's in question.
Right.
I think
because
just
nobody
he,
knows what a ridiculous rule stealing second on a walk is.
When I did these things,
it does happen.
When I did these things on the Tiger broadcast radio, like for 3 years, Pat Sheridan came up to me at an event once.
It
he said, "You know,
crew chief
said, I played 9 years in the major leagues, and I can't get half the questions. So it's not just you, but you'd think." With kind of an either or, you get 50%. But the questions are so hard, people can't even get 50%.
Well, that's why I keep thinking these rules are so crazy. They're so deep. Do you go deep into the rule book to find these?
I can't reveal my sources. It's the same guy that told me the fight was over the chair.
All right.
Thanks
Eli.
All right.
No filter.
The chair.
On SoundCloud? SoundCloud, where's No Filter available?
I would advise people to go to the Facebook page, No Filter.
Oh, okay.
See that? Yeah, see my stuff there.
No Filter is the name of the no Facebook filter, page. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck with the podcast.
There you go. All right. So we're all caught up, and yeah, it seemed like there was a lot that happened today. Will you talk about the GoFundMe?
There's breaking
news. Yeah. No more breaking news.
Well, just on Burt Reynolds, he wants to be buried in a 77 Trans Am, Trudy? Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
You know, that's something we didn't talk about. I do when I see a Trans Am, I do think of Burt Reynolds, which is it's not good for Trans Am particularly.
He also created, I think, for country music, the tight jeans and cowboy hat look.
Yeah, it's a good
really?
Look.
So yeah. And
he's going to be buried in a 1977 Pontiac Trans Am.
Wow.
He's going to be laid to rest in the driver's seat.
Wait, how can you bury that? Isn't that like...
Yeah, well, he's paying for it. Bury it whatever he wants.
Weird.
Ridiculous.
He's also from Lansing.
Yeah.
Which no one knew because he would lie about his origin story because he wanted to be from the South for the people who liked Smokey and the Bandit.
Really?
So he sort of put off that pretense.
Do you think he ever got to bang Sally Field again? Remember when he was making those rounds?
No.
He died.
What?
She was not interested.
She had no desire.
She wouldn't take one for the team? It's a dying man's last wish.
Maybe she snuck into his room and banged him, and then he died. That was it. And she snuck back out. We'll never know.
She had to go out the back door because the coroner was coming in the front.
Does anyone think
shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
Yes, Burt Reynolds, dead at 82. Does anyone think Sally Field's hot or was hot?
She was cute.
I thought she was kind of hot. I don't know. I'll take her.
There's better women from that era.
There's better women, but that doesn't mean she's not hot.
Yeah,
I thought there was something sexy about her.
Yeah, she had the girl next door look.
Normal,
she's
but...
cute. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she never really went to...
She was just cute.
To much... I mean, she always took these roles of average women, so it wasn't like she was ever in a glam thing.
She's a little too emotional, too.
She got destroyed by the "you like me, you finally like me." Yeah. that was pretty
great speech.
It was pretty memorable.
Yeah. You saw that Amway's Dick DeVos died as well, right?
Dick DeVos died?
Yeah.
Dick DeVos and Burt Reynolds in the same triangle? That seems crazy.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Going too soon.
I'm going to predict Lee Corso is going to complete this triangle.
Wow, that would be wild.
It's like a perfect triangle, right?
I mean,
he's basically dead anyway.
That would be wild. They're
propping a dead guy up every Saturday morning.
And
then
bury him nude.
Is that Sally's speech, Brandon?
And I can't deny the fact that you like me right now.
Gross.
You like me.
Is there a little more? Is that the whole thing?
I didn't find a longer one.
Acting.
That was pretty much. Yeah, I don't like the way she looks there. Okay.
Yikes.
I'm taking a U-turn on Sally Field. Sorry. Well, her hair was all curly, and she looked goofy, and she's out of her mind.
Is that Robert Duvall?
And the winner is Sally Field.
Yeah, it is. He's only like 70 there.
Oh, Benton, what you did for me. Huh? You changed my life.
Who?
Truly.
Bert?
Benton?
This means so much more to me this time.
Who's that dude?
I don't know why. I think the first time I hardly felt it because it was all so new.
Ugh. Quiet.
I owe a lot to the cast, to my players, to Lindsay and John and Danny. And Ed and Amy, my little friends, Ginny and Yankton.
Yankton? She had to look down at her
I owe a lot to my family for holding me together and loving me and having patience with this obsession of me.
Believe
but
me,
I want to say thank you to
you. My first choice.
I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, but this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact
you
that you
me.
Like me right now. You like me.
She is a doofus.
Well,
thank you.
She's a huge buzzkill. I'm sorry.
She's a total failure.
I don't know what I was thinking about. What was I picturing? I was picturing her much cuter. Well, the curly hair is a bummer.
I got some
She's
photos.
Out of her mind.
Yeah, I can show you some photos where you'd like her.
Oh, really?
She's pretty good there.
Hmm. Yeah.
She's a low IQ individual.
But when Bert was going around making his, you know, appearances.
How does she even get on television?
On all these different shows. Pretty much just saying, oh, I fell in love with her when she was 7 years old. And
I wish
that I could be with her again. And then he went on the next show and said the same damn thing. And so I don't think she was interested in any kind of retap.
Oh,
it was
on,
no,
Sally.
She was
she
not.
She married?
At all. She was, he was like 81. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it might have been this year.
I want to say she's 70.
So?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think she was thinking, oh, yeah, I really need some Burt Reynolds dick.
Why not? Maybe she was flattered by how much she loved her.
I don't think so.
What?
Did she even say a word about it? I don't think she even responded to it. You'd
no,
think after he did that, she would at least say,
ghosted
oh,
him.
I love Burt, too.
She ghosted him.
This was just back in
she
March.
She ghosted him, Trudy.
Yep. Duvall, though, reminds me of Don't Weasel In.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wanted to ask,
yeah.
what are the circumstances of him saying that to you guys?
We found out he was in a hotel room
uh-huh.
at a certain hotel, and we called and just asked for him, like we knew what we were doing.
Right.
And they rang us up there, and he's like, what are you calling about? I was like, we're calling to just talk to you about the movie you're shooting. And he goes, no, you got to call the head of promotion or something like that. And I was like, no, they would never let us have an interview. And I said, if we don't weasel in, there's no way. And he goes, don't weasel in. He's hung up.
He picked
it was
up
worth
on the
it.
Word, yeah.
So worth it.
I know it was. He was nice, though, generally. Andy Rooney, on the other hand, was a total prick.
Pretty tough sledding there in Detroit, eh?
So was, from What About Bob, Dreyfus. Wasn't Dreyfus a
Oh, yeah,
asshole?
Dreyfus, he was a dick.
Was Sally Field married? Was she married to somebody famous?
You know, never. I think she married a doctor, I want to say, or a surgeon or something.
She's not banging that guy.
She's been married twice.
Yeah.
Really?
I think she's divorced, isn't she?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come on, she could have put out for Bert one more time.
She was married to some dude named Steve from 68 to 75.
Sounds like it's got nothing going on.
And then Alan Greisman from
Yo,
84
Steve!
To 93. So she's
you
been...
call me Stever.
Second husband was a producer. The first one, Stever. All it says is Eli's father. So, I don't know.
Stever?
Oh, Eli Craig's Eli's father?
Yeah,
father.
Eli.
It's Eli. Eli Craig? I don't know who the hell you are.
Craig? He
I don't
is.
Know who anyone is. I'm turning into my dad. I don't know who anyone is.
An American Canadian screenwriter.
There are too many people. That's why.
There are.
Too many
there
people.
Too many
mix.
Stars. There really yeah. are. There, I mean, everybody is a star.
Sally Field's
literally.
Son.
That was a great song. Who sang that, by the way? It was Sly and the Family,
Family
Stone,
Stone
yeah. but who was the voice?
Sly.
No, that's a female, isn't it, singing that?
I'm going to have to hear it.
Let's find out, everybody.
How much money we got on this?
Sly's got that deep voice. It's a family affair.
Tell you what, if I'm right. Oh, you're right.
I think it's a female.
It's that chick, yeah. Who's the chick? Everybody wants to shine. We're both right.
That might be Sly. Yeah, there you go. I love when Sly comes in. There he is.
Yeah.
When the system tries to bring you down.
Freddie has such great, great voice.
Freddie Stone, Rose Stone, and Larry Graham trade bars for the Leagling vocal.
What?
Larry Graham was in Sly and the Family Stone? I didn't
Larry.
Know that.
On this song.
What about Sly?
No, he was one of them. Those four.
I like this part.
Madonna also covered this song, too.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Hey, did you see Metallica covered Purple Rain?
Really?
Yeah.
That could either be really good or just terrible.
The critics say it's hideous.
You know what? I kind of want to hear it. Did you like when they did Here I Am on the Road Again?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't really like their version.
Really?
I like Bob so much that it just sounded like... Didn't do it for me.
I think that's a good song.
I love the original. I mean, I love the song. I just didn't like the version.
I like Metallica's version.
Did they do When Doves Cry? Is that what they did?
I thought it was Purple Rain. Oh, When Doves Cry. You're right. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
going to be terrible. When Doves Cry?
Because the headline is Purple Pain. Fans not impressed with Metallica's Prince cover.
I can't even picture this.
When Doves Cry.
I think it's just the instrumental.
Is that how it went?
Of course it sounds like that.
Boy, is it terrible.
Yes!
If you will, the picture. Shut up!
You and I are gay.
Yeah, I need a kiss.
That's the bassist.
Boy, the crowd really hates it.
I think it needs a David Lee Roth drops, honestly.
It definitely needs some Murray Wilson.
You know, the heat between me and you.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, the crowd looks so bored.
The crowd is on their in their chairs.
Lars needed a bathroom break. Come on!
This is what it sounds like!
What? They're not into it.
Gnarly.
It's the first time they've ever played it.
That's... But isn't that the thing now is to do stunts like Toto's Africa and other... That's their version of that.
I can't believe how many bands are doing covers now. Oh,
that one was bad. Hold on, we got to back that up. He asked the crowd to sing this line here.
You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you.
That's a packed arena.
Everybody's inner monologue is,
what's he doing up there?
That is embarrassing. I feel bad for him now. Look at the crowd.
Maybe I'm just like my father too, but maybe you're just like my mother.
It's a cool bass cover, though.
Who decided this is worth doing? I can't even imagine Metallica wanting to do When Doves Cry.
Prince? Begrudgingly.
And Prince again.
They need an audience participation song?
Oh, into another one. Oh, well.
Wait, that's...
I thought they were...
That's Let's Go Crazy. Wasn't it?
God knows.
I think it is.
Oh.
They liked it.
Thank you very much, Prince.
They're cheering for it to be done because it's done. Like, thank God. Thank God.
Right. Wow.
What's he doing up there?
Ouch.
I looked up their 10 top covers, and it's...
Metallica?
Tuesday's Gone.
Oh, Skinner.
Skinner,
cool. Yep.
Turn the Page.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Crazy by Queen. Whiskey in the Jar, of course, which is great.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy. The Small Hours by Holocaust. I don't know what that one is. So What?
Okay. Hmm.
And
Joe Walsh?
Helpless.
Is that Barnstorm? What's the name of the album?
So What by Anti-Nowhere League. Okay, so none of those mean anything to us.
I can't imagine this being a good cover. Metallica doing Tuesday's Gone.
At least it's a rocky song.
Yeah, but so is When Doves Cry. Kind of. It's a different kind of rock.
Song.
Woo.
I like the guitar tone so far.
Not very crunchy.
I thought they would have darkened it more.
That is their mission. Sounds just like Leonard Skinner.
Wait, why is he singing like
train roll on, train roll on? Yeah.
Please take me far away.
Yeah.
What's he doing up there?
Okay, the big news this morning before everything else happened was the New York Times op-ed of some member of our shadow government.
Mike Pence?
Mike Pence.
Oh, boy.
What if it is Mike Pence? How interesting would that be?
Well, Mike Pence can't get fired.
No, I know. That's what I mean. And we talked about, it's funny, when LaDuff was in here. Oh, did I mention?
Although Trump could kill him.
That's true. And I don't know, Charlie was talking about the New York Times because he worked there. Ooh. And
you are fake news.
He didn't have a problem with it being an anonymous op-ed. And
I don't either.
I generally, I mean, it's really unusual. I don't know.
What it really boils down to, do you trust the New York Times to vet somebody or do you think they would make something up?
Well, no, I don't think they would make something up.
Well, a lot of people do.
Mike Pence is on the phone.
And I don't know who this person is. But by the way, there's something that I thought was really missed in this story this morning that we talked about today a little bit was the fact that this person who says, you know, oh, no, Woodward said somebody was pulling documents off the desk.
Yeah, Gary Cohn. The picture of the documents in the book.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, Cohn gave it to him and told him.
Wow. So anyway, that person's not elected. We didn't elect that person president.
No, but we elected the person that hired him.
Yeah, but he's pulling. I mean,
he's undermining
if he's
his boss.
Undermining his boss, is that necessarily what we've asked for? I mean, is he deciding what's best? I mean, who do we elect president? We didn't elect this person president.
But if you're in a car with somebody who's a drunk driver and they're trying to drive off the road, wouldn't you think that maybe you needed?
Is he driving off the? I mean. This is so complicated.
Yeah, and his job to oversee the economy. I mean, he was the economic advisor before Kudlow took over. Maybe he felt it was in his purview to do that. I don't know. Is it weird? Yeah, it's very odd. But then again, Alexander Haig got up and said he's in charge now. We didn't elect him. I mean,
the president was shot.
I bet you this happened in other administrations, too. We're just hearing about
it. It may have.
They're so disorganized.
Well, it's interesting, all the discussion about Trump being deranged or being, you know, mentally incapacitated, which, for me, I watch him give his speech. I'm not saying Trump is, like,
wrong.
The most I would not call him the most straight-ahead thinker of all time. But when I watch him speak, he does not seem to be somebody. I mean, he can speak without a teleprompter for an hour. I think it's pretty impressive. I don't think Ronald Reagan could have done that. I mean, Ronald Reagan sounds like he may have been incapacitated.
Yeah. Well,
Reagan!
There's a perfect example.
Yeah. This is different, though. This is the suggestion is that this person is evil and amoral. Amoral, by the way, is different than immoral. I thought the choice of words was interesting.
So what's the definition of amoral?
Isn't amoral just means there's no moral compass, not like he's the devil or he's an angel, but he has he really doesn't have any direction at all.
So
I assume that's
people probably
immoral.
Use immoral more incorrectly when they probably mean
who uses lodestar.
That's very interesting. That I've never said that word. I can't even remember hearing it. What does it mean?
A leader. I've never heard that phrase until today. I had to look it up. And I misspelled it, too.
And yet, if you see Kimmel, he had the sort of the clip together of how many times Pence has said it. About, I don't know, a dozen or more.
He said it a lot. Lodestar.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere.
Did you see
lacking moral sense. But see, crazy. Again, it seems that would be something that Mike Pence would say.
Would he be that dumb to repeat? Well, maybe he thinks everybody uses
by the way,
lodestar.
Does anyone think Mike Pence would be a much better president than Donald Trump?
No.
Is that a commonplace feeling out there?
Oh, I do.
No, but he has
Mike
nothing
Pence?
To lose.
I think Mike Pence would maybe listen to more people. I think he would be a better listener to the people he hires than
Donald
Trump.
And then he's going
to
put all women in Handmaid. Tail costumes.
I think a lot of people think Mike Pence is very frightening for different reasons.
I think he's very frightening for those reasons, for the religious reasons. But I think he'd be a little bit more of a steady leader. He wouldn't be tweeting all the time. That pissing people off.
Yeah, there would maybe not be as much division. Although I think, you know.
I don't like him, but I think he would actually do a better job.
I don't know. Indiana doesn't seem like it's in such great shape.
So you do a great job.
Well, you know, right. What's really funny is it's the economy, stupid, is always what candidates generally say. When things go off track, it's the economy, stupid.
And he wouldn't change the economy one bit.
Probably not. The economy is good. That's what's so amazing about all this uproar is, can you imagine if we were in a recession?
So imagine if you had that, but you didn't have all the other bullshit, if Pence was in charge.
Oh, I'm not asking for one or the other. No, I'm just pretty
But that
much,
was the question.
Yeah. No, well, I think it's maybe a fair question. Just throwing it out there. But, you know, I said this earlier today, and I'll say it again.
Stupid question.
Damn it.
What's really strange about this whole shadow government, and the idea that we have a staff of people running around the White House rescuing the Three Stooges from ruining everything, which is what it sounds like, is that the Trump is so vetted. We knew him. We've known him for so long, and not that we never thought he had flaws. And I'm not trying to speak for everyone, by the way. I'm just sort of generalizing. He was a billionaire. He's a business person. I'm sure some people take exceptions, but he sounds like he's a pretty damn good business person.
Just remember that.
He's had failures, but he's had a lot of successes,
too. Definitely shows how different running a government is than running your business when there are
alleged
checks and balances.
That's part of the problem, though, is running a government for somebody who's not in politics. I think a lot of people don't want to help him, even within his own party, because
it's tough.
He's an outsider.
I think his party wants to help him. This is a chance to get stuff done.
Well, some. I mean, they haven't gotten. There's a lot of stuff they haven't gotten done that you would think they would have. But anyway, as far as how we know him. He's a billionaire. He's a business person. He's a huckster. He's absolutely a huckster. I mean, he is like a carnival barker. You know, he is that guy, and he's had a lot of success doing it. I'm not saying I agree with all his huckstering, but you can't argue with his success.
Thank you.
He has a huge ego. There's a lot of things we know about him. And since he's become not even president, I would say before he was president, it seems like there's a different Donald Trump completely than the one we knew. And I heard Howard Stern saying the same thing, that I knew him to be a certain way. I don't know him to be this person. He has a problem with him on a different level because he thinks he should have just enjoyed his money
and he's 100% correct.
Yeah. I have no idea why he ever wanted to be president.
I don't know why anybody would want to be president.
I don't either. And I assume anybody that is president must have an outrageous ego.
Yeah.
Because to think that you can run the free world, I guess some people can and believe they can, and maybe they just aspire to that. But anyway,
I have an ego. There's nothing wrong with ego.
A lot of the things I hear, I just kind of, you know, like that he's operating at fifth or sixth grade level and comprehending certain things. It just seems. Could Trump be that stupid? I don't know. It's
weird. How many people can comprehend Syria? I think most people would. But
But you have somebody who's distilling it into basics. You know, I assume they're not getting into all the details.
They were trying to tell him,
give it to
school
him in a fifth or sixth grade level. He's the president. That's the problem.
No, I thought they said he was comprehending it on a fifth or sixth grade level.
I'll find the excerpt.
You are so generous.
It was not a flattering excerpt. I assure you of that. I assume, and maybe I'm crazy, that whoever is the expert on Syria would break it down so that it's, you know, so that you or I could understand it.
Do you think he really cares? Do you think he really cares about Syria?
Until
he saw the videos of those beautiful babies dying, do you think he really cared?
No, because
I'm not going to pretend to understand what's going on in Donald Trump's mind.
No, I mean, you said he was vetted. I mean, that's something we should know about what the president gives a shit about.
I think Donald Trump gives a shit about Donald Trump, and he probably wants to do a good job to make Donald Trump look good. That's kind of how I see him. I think his ego is monstrous, but I think, and I'm not trying to say that's great or anything. I'm just saying, I think generally speaking, he doesn't want to look bad because he wants to look good. He's Donald Trump.
Said that he didn't absorb the whole Syrian thing.
I would not expect Syria to be his wheelhouse.
But he was just after they explained all of the intricacies and all of the interconnectedness and all the things that would fall if, you know, we just went in there. He was like, look, why don't we just kill him?
Well,
that's like you think why they were so frustrated.
Quite a few people like, saying that's them. Ridiculous.
You got to take him out now.
I don't know. Well, by the way, what did this person in the editorial say what they're saving us from?
No, I
read about the one part of the editorial. He's not moored to anything.
One part of the editorial that's not really being talked about is how he's not a real Republican because he doesn't like free trade. He doesn't like
Who cares?
He doesn't like globalization because he points out that, look, I'm working for this administration. I love the tax cut. I love the stuff that they're doing for the economy. They like all that stuff. It's all the, which I think Trump really does care about and really wants to get stuff done. It's all the other bullshit of picking fights. And, you know, I think Trump likes that. And this guy's like, I don't know if that's really too cool.
Are you okay?
To do an op-ed in the New York Times anonymously, to me, that is so utterly beyond the pale. I can't even imagine. Why doesn't he just resign and have a press conference?
Because then he can't run his shadow
government. I don't
think
so.
Because he's Mike Pence.
But he just ruined his shadow government.
The usual word in the op-ed, and the word was lodestar. They wrote, we may no longer have Senator McCain, but we will always have his example, a lodestar for restoring honor to public life, which is, that's not a common word, lodestar. Not a lot of people use that word. But you know who does use that word? This guy.
It really was the lodestar.
And that's going to continue to be a lodestar.
Jack's lodestar
as our lodestar.
You are a lodestar.
Lodestar.
That's right. Vice President Michael Elizabeth Pence uses the word lodestar like it's...
What a word! What is that?
Six times.
It's bizarre.
Like it's a word he found in the word of the day.
Does it
just
mean
like
so? It
ran
means
with it.
What does lodestar mean again?
Like a leader, like a shining example, like serious. Just the star.
So dumb. I want to start using it.
Yeah, oh no, I'm total. Let's overuse it. How do you spell it?
Lodestar.
L O
D
E.
L-O-D.
I spell it like you did, too, Drew, when I Googled it.
Load, L-O-A-D.
You know, that's gross. I'll give you a lodestar.
That doesn't sound right.
I kind of hope it's not Mike Pence, because whoever
oh,
wrote
wait,
it
pause on
was,
the TV.
Was genius in setting up Mike Pence by using lodestar.
Back up Burr Reynolds. You got to see him. There's a perm he has, or it's a hairpiece that is so bad. Oh, my God.
Leading man is gone tonight.
Seriously,
word that actor Burr Reynolds has died. His rugged good looks made him a sex symbol in the 70s, even earning him pinup status for a time. But it was his memorable roles that are evoking nostalgia among so many moviegoers tonight.
Here
from
comes.
His campy
Heads
comedies
up.
To the dark thrillers. His manager confirming Reynolds' death at the
there,
age of
right
82
there.
From
right
cardiac
there.
Arrest.
That's a Jerry
what
girl.
Is that?
Florida hospital.
What
Here's
the
NBC's
fuck was
Cynthia
that?
McFadden with a look at Reynolds' life and career.
Okay, let's take a look at Burt's life and career.
Burt Reynolds is as much a part of American culture as hamburger
here.
On the 4th of July. He starred in an astounding 90 movies and 300 television shows. He had a knack for comedy in films like Smokey and the Bandit.
You've got a great profile.
Yeah, I do, don't I? Especially from the side.
And for
I
more
see
serious fare.
Again.
His Lewis Medlock in the thriller Deliverance.
We get connected up with that body and the law.
Oh, poor
this thing's
going
to be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Left no doubt, he once said,
nice
in
shirt.
Either the public's mind or his own, that he could act.
You look good in a
to
wetsuit.
To me, the best acting, mm-hmm. the very best acting,
I've watched you
is the kind of acting that looks you. Easy.
Burton Milo Reynolds Jr. was born 82 years ago. When a knee injury made a football career impossible, Reynolds turned to acting. The rest, as they say, is history.
We've come too far together to stop now.
For 5 years between 1978 and 1982, Reynolds was the world's highest-grossing movie star.
Cut.
Boogie Nights, made when he was in his 60s, brought him a Golden Globe and an Oscar nomination, though he said he had mixed feelings about the film. He often joked he turned down roles he wished he'd said yes to. Han Solo in Star Wars,
oh.
Bruce Willis's role in Die Hard,
no.
and James Bond. Oh.
This has been a long journey for me. I'm very, very happy.
Over the years, Reynolds was linked with many famous women.
Who's that?
As far as being a playboy is concerned, I don't think I deserve that reputation.
though he was the first man to pose for a centerfold in Cosmo. Well, he had a long-term relationship with Dinah Shore, 20 years his senior.
She was way older.
Married Judy Carne and Lonnie Anderson, with whom he had a son. Nice. But earlier this year, a bit of a surprise when he looked back on his life with Hoda Kotb.
Who would you consider the love of your life?
You're not.
He looks like Manson there, doesn't he? Isn't that weird?
Really bad for Smokey. And they said, well, she's not sexy. And I said, you don't get it. Talent.
You look like Stan Lee.
And those are two subjects Burt Reynolds
does Stan Lee look like Manson?
About.
Lester, in a statement to the AP tonight, Sally Field says, quote,
pizza?
My years with Burt never
Where'd
leave my mind.
From?
He will be in my history and my heart for it's as long as I live. Rest. Buddy.
Wait, how'd the pizza get in here? I didn't even know that happened.
Must be Burt Reynolds or something.
Were there notes being passed?
There might have been some pre-show pizza yearnings.
Lee Corso has eulogized Burt.
No.
Yeah, you already. Burt was a lifelong friend. He was extremely close to me for the last 64 years. We've always stayed in touch with the good times and bad times of our lives.
You ain't gay anymore.
Talking about once a month for as long as I can remember. It was just 2 weeks ago we were talking about the upcoming football season and his Seminoles. Oh, Burt's last game was your Hokies destroying them.
I feel so
you
bad.
You killed Burt.
It's possible.
You killed Burt Reynolds. Your Hokies killed Burt Reynolds. Burt, better known as Buddy to his friend, loved Florida State football, and no matter how big star he became, he never forgot his friends from the Florida State football family. I will forever remember our conversations and the true friend that he was.
What kind of pizza is this?
Nope. Pepperoni and mushroom?
Oh, Brandon's going to be so mad.
Nope. What? Why?
It's really good.
Brandon loves eating on the air.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Man, you have so many standards. Really high standards.
Tries are nuts. Ask him about it.
No, I know. He always refrains, even though you're starving when you come here. So, R.I.P.
Look at his notes from the other day.
Let's see. More eating. Well, I know when food comes, it's a total distraction. There's no way around it. But the problem is we do the show for, we're consecutive. We're 2.5 straight hours.
And it's technically Friday.
So exactly. Yeah. It's our Friday. Yeah. If Layla gets a tiny treat, she might calm down for a while. Here you go.
Oh, you're giving her pizza.
Just a tiny piece. Layla completely freaked me out last night. She was totally focused on one little thing in the yard. First of all, I couldn't find her in the backyard, so I went to the front yard. I'm like yelling for her. I thought she was gone.
Mm-hmm. Give it up.
And then I realized the yard's locked up. She has to be back there. I go back there. She's in the middle of the yard, just completely focused on one thing. And I realized, she was under the deck. She sneaks under the stairs and goes in there. And I'm like, what does she have? And I look down. And it looked like an egg with part of a baby something coming out. I'm like,
oh my God.
But it was grosser than that. I don't even know how to describe
gross.
It. So
she loves drinking stagnant water and
You ugly murder!
How old must that have been? That like old egg that fell out of a nest? Like
what an animal.
I don't know what it was. So I took her inside immediately. And she's just standing at the door like, let me out. Just totally focused on getting outside, getting in the backyard. And then Mark comes up and I tell Mark about it. And I say, what is it? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to see it. He's like, I'm going to take a look. And I'm like, no, you don't want to take a look. And Mark
is very persistent.
Yeah, it was very persistent. And I was like, okay. I thought, maybe there is a reason to look. Mark goes and immediately, we didn't find it right away. We'd take Layla to find it.
Yeah.
She finds it pretty quickly, and
we'll
Mark
had our
puts
flashlights on her phone on. Yeah, for this thing,
Mark flashlights on. He's like, gross!
Did you take a picture?
No,
you didn't take a picture.
I wouldn't want to see a picture. I wouldn't want anyone else to see a picture. I want to move. I was totally repulsed. The dogs only went out in the front yard this morning. I wouldn't even let them go in the backyard because then she'd go right to
it. It's in the garbage can if you want to go check it out.
I'm going to eat another piece of pizza before I do that.
Yeah, well, I told him I'll take care of it today. So when I got here today, it was the first thing I did. I went out there. And it was like buried again. Remember how it was buried last night? We couldn't find it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I found it. I don't know. It must be a baby rat because it had a little face on it. Like, whiskers.
Gross.
But it was like rolled like a hot dog. It was really, so gross. I just picked it up.
That baby is ugly.
Threw it in the
neighbor's yard. Trying to bury it? That's a really...
Oh, no, Layla was going to eat that.
Oh, no, she was ready to chow down.
Big
she
wanted
she
to
get licked the, me.
She wanted to get
the same tongue.
I gave Mags a tiny piece of pizza, and Layla rushed over to smell his mouth.
Ew.
Ew. Who wants pizza?
She's smart. Like, do I want some of that or not?
Mm. Dave Matthews was on Kimmel also. I know him. Pretty Kimmel focused, but he is the weirdest, goofiest dude. I never expected him to be like that. He's just dumb and
goofy,
like, jokey, and all kinds of.
I heard him on Howard, and I thought he was a pretty good guest. Actually,
was he?
Yeah. He played.
Did his stalker show up to Howard too?
He played Crash into me, which I like, and he was sort of. He seemed to sort of be saying, well, I don't know if everyone want to play it in the morning. It's kind of a... And then he sang
it. Get over yourself. I know. What do you mean you want to play in the morning?
He left out the line about hike up your skirt.
Was like, really?
Wait, why? Did he do that on purpose? It was weird. It was like,
Lord.
Does he have some problem with that line now? I was just,
oh, he doesn't want to be Me Too.
I don't know. It was all very strange.
Meanwhile, his violin player's full jerk everywhere.
Yeah, and some guy's face.
Ew.
I forgot that was the origin of the term.
Full jerk, yeah. I'm going to be full jerk.
Texting a guy who he's asking for more pictures, telling him he's in full jerk.
Ugh. God, remember he wanted pictures down to the base, too. He referred to the base.
And he was
yuck
pounding off as the guy slept to his head.
You know how horrified I was at the Dave Matthews channel, because it was the YouTube channel on satellite radio, and then it became the Dave Matthews channel. It's no longer the Dave Matthews Band channel.
What is it?
What is it?
It's now Yacht Rock.
Ah!
What?
Which is even worse.
Jesus.
Really?
I've gone by it 2 times. Swear to God, both times, Toto was on. Rosanna, and then what was the other
hold
one?
The line.
Oh, yeah.
Love is an all with on time.
Howard had McCartney on yesterday, and he was on for like 90 minutes,
did he play?
I guess. No, he didn't play. He's playing a surprise show.
Because it was the morning?
No, I don't know. I don't think he plays in studio too often. You'd think he could bring an acoustic guitar in or something. But it was mostly Beatles talk, honestly, which it's like he's covered that so much. And with Howard, too, I was kind of surprised.
Didn't Howard ask about Yoko? I thought I read.
Howard's gotten deeper into Yoko before, discussion-wise, that is. And Howard said something, I forgot what it was, something about Yoko was very unflattering, and you could audibly hear Paul laugh, which I think he's pretty careful about what he says about her. Yeah, he just, you know what, I don't know if he's said this much before, but it was about, you know, what broke up the Beatles, and because Paul sued the Beatles, that was the legal end of the Beatles, and Paul said, no, John broke up the Beatles months before that. He said, I'm going on my own, I'm with Yoko now. I'm going on my own. And so he was just saying, yeah, that is true. Because I think John was pissed that he sued because he got credit for breaking up the Beatles.
See ya.
As opposed to him who started the Beatles and ends the Beatles, I think, in John's mind. I know, for whatever. It was a cool interview. They did not talk about his new album much, which I thought was unusual.
Really?
Usually McCartney
good.
Will
this is my favorite song from the new album. Just dance to it and shit.
Hot. Getting ready for Military Man. This is so one take.
And he nailed it.
Oh, yeah, he did. It's on my Spotify.
Ask discreetly. Yeah. All right. Is there any more breaking news?
No, but there's something I need to clear up. If we can, if do you have that queued up, Mark?
Oh yeah.
So yesterday during the show, we were listening to. I'm pretty sure it was the. Was it the band camp?
Yes, it was.
With Andrea. Andrea Isom.
Yep.
And while we were watching that on TV, I kept thinking, oh my God, there's a separated at birth here. I got to play this audio. And then I didn't know if you would have got it, so I kind of just passed on it. Well, today I got hit by a whole bunch of people online like, oh my God, that was separated at birth with the weird interview guy. Now, I'm not sure if you know who the weird
Arby's
interview
guy?
I don't know who the weird
He's got to be a local dude because it's always in Detroit.
Well, it's fake.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's funny.
I'll play a little bit for you, but we'll, I don't know, just tell me if you hear it too.
A parent volunteer with the marching band here at Lance Cruz, who also happens to be a Board of Education trustee, allegedly said something at band camp that stirred up quite a bit of controversy and a lot of confusion.
But it turned out it was just a disoriented old lady in a champagne-colored Toyota Avalon crashing into my world like DMB circa 1996. Who's got their claws in you, my friend? I saw their bodies tossed skyward like ragdolls thrown into the air by the late, great Andre the Giant. I don't know. They appeared to be weightless, hitting zero G like the fearless crew of a forgotten Apollo mission, whose only objective was to obtain a beef and cheddar classic and return home to Kathleen Quinlan safe before sundown. I don't know. Partner wishes I'd been hit by that car instead. So I could have gotten out of work early and gone far, far away from shift manager Masha's judging emerald eyes.
The vocal pattern's the same.
A lot of people on Facebook hit up. They said they heard the separated at birth as well.
Day to see if she was wearing a bra.
Well, I think they needed to check the guys, too. What if they're not wearing underpants? You know,
oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Shouldn't they get checked, too?
Yeah. We asked for an on-camera interview from the leaders at Lance Cruz and received this statement in its stead. The district is aware of the incident and is working towards a resolution for all involved.
A look of elderly bloodlust spread across her wrinkled face, and it made me dare to think perhaps this was no accident. Perchance she was compelled to steer her beige battering ram into the house that Beef built, driven not by force of this earth, but of an earth below. An earth that mirrors ours in almost every way, except the reflections are so much darker that many miles down. Some know the reflected realm to be the netherworld. Others know it's the abyss.
Who is this guy?
I know it is this shadow zone.
I'm not sure exactly who he is.
Why did Channel 7 have him on?
Well, it's not.
It's fake.
They're all Channel 7.
Oh, my God.
You know, isn't that weird? Trudy, I got sucked in by a couple of them.
Oh, my God.
People sending me to like,
dumb.
Can you believe this story? It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's done quite a few of them. He did the one on the potholes. Let's see.
Beelzebub's bungalow many, many miles down. I don't know. As I stared into the darkened void, imagining the hordes of devils soon to spring forth, I couldn't help but ponder. How deep does that hole go?
She does do that. Or does he mock, I mean.
Mock her?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. How long has Andrea been?
First.
Well, she used to be on Fox 2 and then drove the wrong way on the Southfield Freeway. Right. And now she's back at Channel 7.
Oops. She's going the right direction.
How long was she out of action?
Oops. Oh, yeah, a long time. A long time.
Well, she
like
was on
unhirable
that.
Unhirable?
Only, only yeah. Assholes remember that happened. So. Sorry.
I remember. I'm one.
I don't know why it's all I think.
I remember there was something. I couldn't remember what.
But she was on that crime blotter show. It was kind of a syndicated show.
Oh, on she Channel was? 20, was it?
I think so, yeah, for a little while.
The one with Chris Hansen?
Yes. Yeah. She was on that for a while. And, you know, she had social media presence. And then she got hired back at Channel 7.
How does she even get on television?
She does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to see?
Back in the day, though.
She's awfully loud.
She would have short hair one day and long hair the next.
I know. That was really strange.
Wow.
She's definitely got shtick. I'll give her that. Yeah.
Do you want to see if Mike Pence is a good liar?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know his denial was actually on camera today. Denial that he wrote the op-ed piece.
So is he a suspect only because he used the word lodestar?
No, because he used amoral. He can't be fired, and he's the person who could benefit the most.
There's a list of 20 people
by driving
that denied
Trump crazy.
They denied that it was them, and all I can think of is it's one of them because you would deny it right away.
Sure,
not right. You want to be the first person to deny it. But you want to mean that second or third?
I'm not sure why you would. I don't know.
Or if you're clever, you pick up the other speech patterns of other people and put them into the op-ed. Or
that. I know that'd be
well.
A
that
genius.
You know what? That was suggested this morning. Did you guys watch Today's Show or Good Morning America?
Both.
Oh, did I say that?
Didn't Today's Show have someone who said that there was suspicion that they had used
suspicion?
They'd used some speech patterns to fool people,
and they threw Lodestar in. Yeah,
that'd be a genius.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Someone's going to have to claim responsibility then.
If it's Mike Pence and he thinks it's Mike Pence is done. He's over. He'll never talk to him again, right?
Yeah, it'll be like
he'll be at funerals every day.
It'll be like Beau Bridges in the last season of Homeland. It's a reference for like eight people.
Time's up. Anyone who would write an anonymous editorial,
you,
smearing this president, who's provided extraordinary leadership to this country,
like you did,
should not be working for this administration.
Ooh, he's got a tell. Did you see his tell?
What was his tell?
Biggest mystery.
His lips are moving.
Withheld the name of a senior administration official who describes a quiet resistance trying to secretly stop the president from destructive decisions. Now, a loyalty list, as one by one.
Isn't that just part of the job of anybody for any administration?
You should stop them from destruction.
You know?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Well, they make it sound like they're tackling him as he's pushing the button to send a nuclear weapon
maybe
somewhere.
They did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ask Michael Wolff.
I don't know. This whole sky is falling every day is... I don't know. It just wearies me.
It
makes me weary.
We should just concentrate on things that we can change.
I would just and like then... 6 months off, I think, from this.
And then wear seatbelts.
It's not that big a deal.
Buckle up.
Just need to find some more stories about some
just
farts.
It's annoying. It's like, it's like, is this true? Is this not true? Is this, how much of this is true?
Well, you never know, though. No one will ever.
I know. Well, eventually. No, we'll know in 20 years or so.
Yeah, we'll know.
But right now, it's just disconcerting.
Well, how long was Deep Throat before he was revealed?
Oh, shit.
He was dead, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. That was like 30 years.
He was about to die, and he's like, I don't want to go out without everybody knowing it was me.
Was his name Feld? Was it Mark Feld?
Yeah, it was Mark Feld.
Feldhauer?
But Nixon resigned. I mean, it served its purpose.
And they supposedly had somebody posted to make sure he didn't hit the button.
Oh, Nixon?
In the middle of the night.
He was crying in front of painting. He was talking to paintings with Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, and beating his wife.
Remember he rang a bell? Wasn't it in the movie, Nixon, where he rang a bell for Pat or something?
Well, I'm not a crook.
So he could punch her?
Maybe.
Oh, he beat the shit out of Pat.
In the White House?
Yes, and nobody reported it.
Oh.
It's pretty well known now.
I don't remember the specifics on that.
Kissinger looked phenomenal.
It's exactly the same.
He didn't sound like himself talking about the volleyball back in the day. He's aged a lot since.
He certainly didn't look like a pile of clothes thrown on a chair. The picture of him was terrible.
This is Dr. Kissinger. This is Dr. Kissinger. He sounds off of my impersonation. That's all I know. This is Dr. Kissinger. That's it. Nancy and I are... what's so funny about Kissinger is that he was a babe magnet. Chicks dug him. Trudy?
He must have been hung.
No,
well,
he was
okay, he wasn't a babe magnet.
But he
chased women. He was a chaser.
No, that's true.
And he nailed a lot of chicks.
I thought you were asking if
people,
I...
No, a lot of people fell for it, whatever it was.
No.
Very powerful.
You know, even if you were hung, not that that's a thing, but... You still have to look at that face.
I know, he's...
I only do it doggy style.
He's bizarre.
Your side.
But he was very powerful. I'm a very powerful man. Uh-huh. Would you like
keep
my
going.
Keys?
Step off, old man. Moonves is... Moonves is about to step off.
In, out,
wait,
in, out, three times.
Is that really happening?
Yeah, they're negotiating right now.
No, this has to do with the battle, though. It's not really that he's... feeling terrible about his behavior or being held accountable.
He feels terrible, but he's going to take a shitload of money and then go, is what it looks like.
Is he going to give the money to any of his victims?
No.
I guess he doesn't feel that bad.
I really don't get the feeling any of these people feel that bad. I think they feel bad that their name's being sullied in the press.
Sure, yeah.
He's already worth $700 million. What are they going to give him?
I thought it was another $100 million.
Yeah, but it's the power that he gets off on.
That's true.
Les Moonves, seriously, without the job, what is Les Moonves other than another rich guy?
Didn't he just be a Mr. Chen?
Yeah.
Although he wouldn't get
Julie
Chen.
And by the way, happens to Julie Chen's many jobs?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Would she maintain them?
I mean, Big Brother wouldn't be Big Brother without Julie Chen. You can't just put anybody.
I have to
out
tell
there.
You, when I watched Big Brother, I really wanted.
I like
why?
Her too.
She's okay.
I like her.
All right. Dennis Hoff being investigated for sexual assault. We kind of heard whispers about this earlier.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
Accused of sexual assault by former prostitutes in 2005, 2009, 2011.
You mean the ones he tried out?
Yes. Well, he always...
Did
I mean,
everything.
He had to audition.
He put these chicks on the phone with us while they were currently being nailed by him. And they always sounded very happy.
Oh, gross.
But yeah, every hot new chick that came into that place is like, yeah, I've done everything with her you could possibly do, and now she's available to you.
That's so gross.
I tested her up many times.
You're sexist. That's horrible.
I am all over this chick. I'm part of her.
I put it in every hole.
Oh, God.
Now you can,
now
too.
Now you can, too. Exactly.
He's a good salesman.
He really thought he acted like he was being a salesman. When I called him on it one time, he laughed.
Just remember, she's new to you.
And you probably saw Gene Simmons was, it sounds like he's getting out in front of something.
What happened with Simmons?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Gino claims that he's not always, that he has a checkered past, as he put it.
I have a checkered past. Fortunately, I'm still here.
That's part of your brand, isn't it, Gene?
Checkered
past. He admits he has a checkered past, but he's a good guy.
I'm a good guy. I made some mistakes like everybody else. Fortunately, drugs and alcohol were not one of them, unlike Peter Criss and Ace Frehley, who abused drugs and alcohol openly for 30 years, almost cost us our brand.
You got to read this, Drew. In his voice, starting here where it says, look, read that in his voice.
What's the occasion for this?
Because I'm thinking there are some things. Oh, the DJ in L.A. who accused him of...
Oh, the female?
Grabbing her ass. And
yeah. That was in an interview, wasn't
putting,
it?
Putting her hand on his thigh. And yeah.
Look, I wish everybody well. My past is checkered, like most people's. And let those who are without sin cast the first stone. Cast the first stone. You're in a band, the arrogance and cocksmanship, if you will, in the 70s and 80s, and even later on. You can come and just be brazen and it's just sort of inappropriate. And you go, that's right, you're in a band. I wouldn't be able to have gotten away with any of that if you were a dentist or a politician or a plumber. For you guys, especially when the ladies aren't around, we're full of garbage. We talk garbage. We do kind of stupid stuff. And if it wasn't for the highest form of life on earth, women, our moms, I love the way he compliments
women. He
likes
women. To turn
down. Kisses their ass.
Hoping.
We'd be living in darkness. It would not be a good day above ground.
You're sexist. That's horrible.
Cocksmanship?
I know. I mean, what an asshole.
Is that his word? Or?
He's such a dick.
I know.
But he's a fun dick.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why. did you see the story today? I was just kind of wrapping up. Was there anything? I'm just trying to think if we missed anything. It was a complicated day here.
You know what sucks is the best Trump news of the day is totally getting buried, and it's the fact that he claimed he could give us 100 pictures of Comey and Mueller hugging and kissing each other.
What?
Yes. Yeah, he said that.
That's amazing.
Which made me laugh. Like, okay, well, bring them on. Let's see these 100 pictures of Mueller and Robert Mueller and James Comey hugging and kissing.
Gay!
Just making out.
What is he trying? Is he saying they're gay?
No, just that they're buddy-buddy, they're friends, and it's a rigged...
Hugging and kissing?
Yeah, oh. They're buddies.
Oh. Oh. Some people might
His
believe
best
it.
Friend. 100 pictures.
Is that a tweet, or he just said it?
I was part of that big, long interview I think he did with the Daily Caller. I think. Could be wrong. Yeah, it was with the Daily Caller.
Well, he's probably saying it in Montana now, because that's where he is.
So. Oh.
For his
you know, honestly, his campaign... against Mueller has not been that effective. Most people, I forgot the
it's
numbers.
Only 63% think are cool with Robert Mueller right now.
Yeah, but compared to Ken Starr, I mean, Ken Starr, people hated Ken Starr. I think people are kind of saying, hey, generally, they're interested to hear what he says.
I wonder if that's because of the subject or because of who the person is.
No. The only reason I hate it is because it's taking forever. Just get it over with. It's been like how many months now?
Yeah, how do you
17.
How do you rush an investigation?
I don't know. I would really think they would have come to some conclusion. Just I mean, it is hanging over
well,
the country.
Wasn't Charlie telling you before this show that the reason why they pursue all of the various charges against someone, even though one, possibly the sentence is life, is just in case. You got to make sure you at least get them on one.
Yeah. Fake as hell.
Well, look at, you know, this is what makes me think. I wonder why he wanted to be president. When you look at Bill Clinton and Whitewater and where all that went, and Trump, these stupid non-disclosures. I'm not convinced that the Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal thing, that won't be the problem. His lawyer is turned. His doorman has turned. I mean, there's a lot. They've turned quite a few people that are very close to him.
Financial officer of Weisselberg, Alan Weisselberg.
You're a doorman. What
if if it were me and I felt all these people turning, I would feel very much like, you know, the world's kind of turning on you.
That it's a witch hunt?
Well, I don't know. What did I do? Paid off a couple broads? I paid off a couple broads. Is that a crime? I paid off a couple broads.
What if the op-ed author...
That's not the Mueller investigation, though. That's totally different.
No, I was just saying, I could see something happening there. I don't know when, how, but...
Mueller or the Southern District of New York?
District of New York.
Or how about the state of New York that's going after the Trump organization? Yeah.
No, there's a couple of real problems there. I think the Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal thing... maybe it's campaign violations, maybe worse.
Oh, I don't know. Boring.
Nothing's going to happen.
Boring.
What if the op-ed author is Ivanka?
Oh, wow. Or Jared.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
If it was Jared.
She takes over the...
She's the first daughter!
She takes over the Trump dynasty, then. She rides it out.
Oh, well, good for her. Yeah. It'd be better.
Really?
I mean, if there was one of them.
You know, I was joking earlier about the therapy pets.
Yes.
And I saw that story you were talking about therapy pets. And
college campuses?
Yeah, there's the service animals. These are people who are, blind and they have service animals or they're handicapped in some way.
The one in the story was the girl was diabetic and the dog can sense changes in her blood pressure.
It's
pretty wild.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's not like that dog's out in the backyard trying to eat a rat.
So meanwhile, there's all these people who are...
it's actually doing work.
Layla does some work. She found the rat. She found the rat inside the walls.
Fetus. Layla doesn't care what's going on. It is all about her sweetheart.
She was pissed about that rat.
You should have named her sweetheart.
These people are taking dogs to class because they are marginalized or they feel unsafe or they, you know, they're therapy dogs. And apparently there's a movement to, like, some people feel like, can we get the fucking dogs out of my class? Or can we get the dogs out of this? We got too many dogs in this dormitory. And everybody's, therapy dog. I'm positively stunned that college students are saying they need therapy fucking dogs. Really?
Don't go to college, then you can't handle
it. I mean, how many people over 70 have a therapy dog? If you can manage to live at 75 years old without a therapy dog, I think a 20-year-old can fucking handle college.
In a way, aren't... Most dogs are all dogs therapy dogs to some degree.
Yes, sure.
So, but you don't take them everywhere with you.
My brother does.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Couple people might work too.
I think his dog might be classified as a service dog.
Oh.
What?
So anyway, he said I couldn't. He was bringing his dog to the hotel, and I couldn't take Layla or Mags. And he's like, well, just make them service dogs. How can I make them service dogs?
Did you?
He's like, no, I didn't.
All you got to do is. Buy the damn outfit for them.
Yeah. Vest.
I'm telling you, that has to be what the people at my work do because their dogs, those dogs aren't special at all. They can't sense nothing. All they do is take a dump in the smoking area.
Oh.
I mean, they're good without leashes, but that's just about it.
What's Jose Feliciano's dog's name? What
Trudy.
Was it?
Trudy.
His dog's name was Trudy?
Well, I thought he said it was a male dog.
He
too,
did.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
That was weird.
A dude?
That's a great
and
name.
Trudy?
I don't know.
I mean, that dog's long dead.
Well, yeah.
It's 1968.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I heard it right.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
There was somebody I was talking to who works for a company. I'm not going to say what company it is. But they just had another person that works with them that rescued a dog and has decided to bring the rescue dog to work with them because it's a rescue dog and they're trying to train it and get along with it. And this person was making a business call and someone's like, where are you? Why is there a dog barking in the background? All the dog does is bark, probably because it's in an office.
Well, we saw somebody that got 2 weeks off to get orientation with their dog.
That's what I said to him. I said,
and those people had dogs.
Paternity leave?
Those people had dogs at work. There were dogs all over that workplace.
Oh, we have dogs all over this workplace.
No, they live here.
No, I know. They have more right to be here than I do.
If I'm on that floor, they have to be on that floor.
Mags and Layla.
I guess your dogs are pretty codependent.
Maybe I'm a therapy human to them. Anyone think of that?
Exactly.
Don't seem to be able to exist without me.
I used to like Layla way more than Mags, and boy, has that reversed. I like Mags is all right. He's chill.
she's sitting down there closing one eye like.
Yeah, Mags is fine.
Layla, what about me?
You're on my nerves. Get out here.
Mags is just tired all the time.
No, he's relaxed. He's calm.
She's relatively quiet the last hour.
She will bark in 10 seconds.
Yes. 9.
She's very active.
7.
I'm going to get that baby rat out of the garbage and give it to her.
God, that was the worst.
All right, it's the weekend. We got to go.
Gross. Yeah, let's get out of here. Get us out of here, Brandon. We've got the best of tomorrow, and at some point, when do you think that other show will be posted?
Oh, it's a mystery.
Okay.
This weekend, it's got to be
a soft launch. We're calling it a soft launch officially?
I don't know. It's up to the guy. It's up to Charlie.
Okay.
He's pretty amped.
I thought
he did a good job. I thought it was good, really.
Very well structured.
I had doubts about a couple things, but I was like, hey, it's a show. And then I thought he did a good job with it. I thought it really worked.
He's got Bob helping him out, which for the first time ever working on a mixing board did pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he did.
For the crash course.
And he's got an open mic, too. So, no, it worked.
Plus, he had you on it. That helps.
Yeah, I was very infrequently aboard.
And he had a special guest, which I found to be very interesting.
Yeah, he was great. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it worked out really well. By the way, there's a story today about stick shifts. Oh. I know, Trudy, you know how to drive a stick.
Hell yeah.
That was a rite of passage.
Yeah.
For any, especially for a male. If there was like a 25-year-old guy that didn't know how to drive a stick.
I can't move this car.
It's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? How soft are you?
I taught Zeus how to drive one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he have a stick shift?
No, but someone...
Don't you go dying on me!
Anyway, only 2.3% of cars will be stick shifts in 2023. Right now, I think it's 6.8, and it's going down to... Oh, it's 3.5 right now, so...
He's an
old-timer, sticks.
Huh? Just look at him. Oh, he's so cute. One more. Just look at him.
We'll see you tomorrow. See you on the best day.